September 11, 2014, F-bomb.
So, it's 9/11, F-bomb.
It wasn't.
And I want to go around the room in a minute, but let's get the people on the phone. Who do we have on the phone? I know a couple people have called in, so. Anybody?
Ken Owen is on the phone.
Hey, Ken.
Hi.
That's who it is, Ken.
Chris Penny has joined the conference.
Okay, I've got Ken and Chris on the phone. Anybody else? All right, well, let's get started. We go around the table here with introductions, starting with Lisa.
Lisa Wright, CORE.
Benton BPA.
No, Bowes, CORE.
Tom Skiles, Critfix.
Gary Perfix, NOAA.
Greg Moody, CORE.
John Bailey, CORE.
Trevor Condor, NOAA.
Tom Oshkrip.
David Wills, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
John Ursich, CORE.
Tammy Mackey, CORE.
Bob Cordy, CORE. Fidel.
Ida Royer, CORE. Bonneville.
Yeah, it was in Philadelphia, CORE. John Bay.
So what, Ben doesn't like coming to the meetings anymore, so he's sending you.
Well, Ben just had they had a baby on Tuesday, so he's out for a week.
Wow.
Done. They had. So you won't be seeing much of him for a couple of weeks, maybe.
So, boy, girl, everybody happy?
It's a girl, everybody's healthy. What's the name of the baby? Do you know?
Nora.
So she's a little bald kid and cries a lot.
No, he whines.
And then Ann can't make it because it's too.
Ann's in training apparently.
Or she's in training because she looked at the change form that Greg has to go through.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that.
So let's go over the agenda. Is there? It's kind of a pretty short agenda today, and I think.
That way.
Yeah. Got a lot of fish in the ladders. We're actually, I think we can call that it mayhem, level mayhem. Operation Mayhem. But is there anything anybody wants to add to this agenda?
So what's an
Tom, you got anything? Trevor?
There was an add-in for Chris Penny. Lower Granite. I sent out the coordination notice on, I think it was Monday. Went up to F-Pond. It's 14 LWG 13. Lower Granite fish ladder temperature improvements.
All right, so I'll put that at 4.5. So Lower Granite temperature improvements. Anybody else? Gary, you got anything?
I'm not really.
I don't
really
anything that can be resolved in this regional
forum.
Thank you for asking.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get started with some of the...
I've joined the conference.
Who just joined the conference?
Yeah, Shane Scott, Public Power Council.
Shane Scott, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
All right.
All right, well, let's go approve August's FPOM minutes. Anybody have any issues with them?
Since I'm ruined yet, they're perfect.
Typical.
Okay.
All right, I can approve them a little bit later.
We can say extensively approved until...
Okay, we can postpone it till the end of the... So, or you can just read them right now.
Out loud.
Okay, out loud. We're going to punish everybody and go through all the meetings.
Do you guys want to do that? We feel the most of the meetings. Okay,
we can wait until October.
This will be like green eggs and ham. You can just kind of sit there for 22 hours. Just read F-bomb notes.
15 IR. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like Congress. It's just going on and on.
We actually might get something done.
Well, that's a little different.
We actually might get something done. That's questionable.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, let's just go into action items here with Walla Walla's mechanical screen sweep.
Anything?
Nothing's on this one right this time. We're going to have to, yep, you knew I was going to say that. They have not started.
Yeah.
You're talking about the transitional screen area. It's still out of service.
Okay, and this 212 is a task group that Ann's established. I don't know, you guys meet at all with the vibrations?
No, we need to schedule a meeting, I think. Can we schedule it for after the next FPOM?
Sure.
Yeah, for now and see what Ann says.
Okay.
Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest vibration task group meeting. You guys have fun with that, okay? And then Fish County Methods in Walla Walla.
Yeah. David Wills asked if we could clarify the methods that we count fish at Ice Harbor Dam and as adult fish. Adult fish at Ice Harbor Dam and Lower Monumental Dam, and two change forms came into being. And it describes actual adult fish counting, 15 LMN 0032 and 15 IHR 002, adult fish counting methods. It clears that we do a video camera. We don't take video at the North Ladder at Ice Harbor. But, you know, we don't take videos. We just take a CCC camera, and it's transmitted directly to the fish counter during daylight fishing counter hours.
So it's a live feed.
Yeah, it's a live feed at both Lower Monumental South and Ice Harbor North. It's transmitted to the fish count station. One counter counts both ladders. That's where I'm getting at the same time. And so that's been the method since inception. And we looked at that. So this just describes that method that we do at the two dams only.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we can go to Portland updates. The Willamette Falls lock gate operation, that was supposed to occur today, but it is getting postponed to October because of Lockfest. Has anybody been to Lockfest? Well, you guys are missing a good time.
It's just the parking lot.
Run that by me again, Bern.
Lockfest, the Willamette Falls Lockfest is this weekend. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I was going to say, you know a good time, Bern.
Yeah, so they're going
to
exercise.
You don't want to go.
They're going
to
exercise the locks in October, which is actually better timing due to the runs.
Oh, can I ask one question? There was some rumors going around the river about barges getting stuck behind McNary or some lockage issue. I hadn't heard anything. I just want to try to dip in the mud. Otherwise, our fishermen might try to do something crazy and go put nets in nav channels, which would be a bad idea.
I don't know.
No one's heard of anything?
I haven't, but I can look into that, Tom. I really should. If you heard something like that.
Well, it's on the river, then I get an email, and people go, so is navigation down? Because that means I can go fish in that channel. It's like, oh, God, no. Don't do that.
The ducks were going through yesterday.
I know.
I'm not aware of any extended outage at McNary.
I didn't think there was. I was going.
There are some hydroacoustics being done in some spots.
Okay, cool. I will nip it in the bud.
Okay.
Sure people don't get too excited.
Hey, Tom, can they put a net all the way across 15 Mile Creek?
Can they?
There was a net yesterday that spanned the entire mouth of the creek.
That's pretty impressive.
I've taken pictures and I noticed the.
We've been.
I had seen that too. I think it's a lamprey detection.
Right? Okay. Just looks like a.
They're pork line.
Okay.
That's what we thought too.
Okay.
So it's a lamprey detection array.
Because I know we've called Critby and OSB before when we've seen.
Lamprey detection array.
Yeah. It's just all marketing. It's all marketing.
Yeah. Fire the laser.
Yes.
All right.
Lamprey detection array. I like that.
Let's 222 is. Catherine was going to look at a buffer for fishermen and mapping it out. Do you know if she's got anything on that? Talk to you about anything.
Ask Giles, didn't you go on that trip with Stuart to go map entrances and platforms and stuff? Did they give you any idea of when they're going to do something with that?
None.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys have gone out and at least done some mapping. So
mapping.
David Benner
has joined the conference.
Okay. Mr. Benner, welcome.
That was for, not, he went out for tribal group, but the TAC is supposed to be looking at everything.
Right. Okay, so we should just expect an update next month?
It's TAC, so...
And then the Bonneville ROV inspection, I don't know if you guys got a chance to do that. Did you get your ROV back and inspect the North Monolith?
We didn't get it back, but last time when we did the inspection, we were able to, I think Ben was not aware that we were able to look at the junction pool area a little bit, and it looked really good.
All right. So you do have your ROV back?
We do not have it back. Okay. We were able to inspect it with a broken ROV a little bit.
So when's the ROV coming back? Yeah.
2 weeks.
I can see if Todd Manny can bring one in too.
Yeah.
If he has time. He's pretty busy right now.
We're getting a little bit past that.
Right.
Around now. And I don't think I would want them in there.
So, wait until we dewater, see what happens, see what it is. This is a positive meeting today. There's no talk of death and destruction. It's all big numbers, happy faces. Okay.
Well, Gary's still a little sore from yesterday's Aiden meeting.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a couple of them I had in the last 2 days. So, yeah, just need to get
all right.
Anything will set me off. You may not see Gary another year.
Don't throw a carrot at him. That'll set him off.
Anything will.
Excellent.
So he's a hair trigger, so.
Yeah.
Hair trigger all the way.
All righty, so.
Minutes are enough to set me off.
Give him up.
Tammy's going to have to cross too.
It's okay. It's okay. That might help.
All right,
why not? We'll go ahead. Take a shot.
Everybody else has.
Best of
yeah, best F ever. All right, well, updates. We're just cruising right along here. Walla Walla, you got a lower granite generator operation and pump shutdown procedures. What's up?
What's up is this. We've hit the trigger where we're going to be able to turn off the generator at Lower Granite Dam. This morning, Darren Ogden, the trap operator, said that hey, water temperature's down around 65 degrees, Greg. We're going to have to do something about that. So I said, well, I don't know, we'll just turn it off. We'll warm it up easily. Yeah. We just use surface water. But no, so that's exactly what's going to happen when we turn off the generators. It will warm up. It will. Probably go up to about a degree, maybe a degree and a half. It's well within what the operational considerations are for Lower Granite Dam.
And how much reserve do you have?
What's that?
Do you have about a day reserve?
I hope they turn it off soon so that we will have maybe a day of reserve of fuel. And those pumps will remain in the water for about a week. At that time, we will have to remove them because we're paying daily on rental on those things. That's those contractors. So we'll probably pull them out probably on a Friday, maybe next Friday, next week. So in the afternoon. Let everybody know so that we don't disturb you to the
first time
on at that location. Yeah.
Rick Martin.
I don't have it on me right now.
I've joined the conference.
Is it cheaper just to shut them off now and instead of waiting until next Wednesday we run out of fuel?
Well, even if, we'll run out of fuel tonight or tomorrow.
Oh.
You know, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, we're burning the fuel off, so we don't have to move the tanks. But the point is, project wasn't able to get them out this Friday. I mean, they have another construction activity going on near those pumps, so it's going to be maybe.
And I don't mind you having an extra week of insurance just in case, because this summer has been an interesting one.
And
I'm still getting awesome tomatoes, so.
I agree, and I'm looking at Wednesday.
I know, that's my point.
Wednesday next year is what looked at, so, but. I'm guessing, you know, that's why I'm keeping them in the next week.
Yeah, no, I think it's well worth the investment.
Yeah, so that's the update. It's good news. It worked out about a week or two late. Water temperatures, we figured it out. This may be a model for some other type of activity at that dam for the following years.
So we only will have one day worth of fuel, right? And what the work market we need to run.
That's the thing. We'll take a little bit of contract time to bring it in to us.
We're just start getting 5 gallon Jerry jugs and making
wells. We have 30 gallon ones.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, let's talk about the temperature improvement coordination form.
Oh.
That Kenny's on the phone for.
Chris, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Chris, we've got this MLC here for FPOM to consider. The 14 LWG 13 fish ladder temperature improvements. I'll mail that to everyone on Monday. In a nutshell, Chris, could you say exactly, well, a brief summary of the modification and what we've agreed to in, or what we reviewed in SCT and also Finnerwig past couple of days, and also what you are requesting the outage at the
has left the conference.
Okay.
Yes, basically, we need to put in two extended pipes, fiberglass pipes, and auxiliary pumps. And we need to put in basically the chimney and diffuser 14 intake. To do that, it's going to take about 30 hours for each of those projects of dive time. And the current schedule has us doing that in May. We see with Chinook we're going to have too much of a delay or a blocking effect to bring that ladder back down in May. So we talked about April, and we had a concern about the overwintering pre-spawn steelhead, as well as it just won't fit the schedule to do it this year. So we talked, so we did an analysis and talked about the first 2 weeks of June would give us the lowest number of adult fish coming up the ladder. And so in Fitterwig and SCT, we basically said instead of a 6 day outage equivalent, we would be okay to have a 3 day outage or a 30 hour outage. And so we're trying to get in the contract some kind of restraints for them to come and give us a proposal back to say that they can do both those projects at the same time, or they can double shift them and get it, you know, 60 hours of work done basically in 30 hours. If not, then it's going to take, you know, some work, the extra year or something like that. So basically what I'm trying to do is get some confirmation of a June ladder outage for 3 days. We discussed stuff like, can you go orifice flow? Can you have the ladder off and on, you know, each day? Stuff like that. And after further evaluation, what we need is basically just a total ladder outage because we're working on diffuser 14. And in order for them to dive, we need 100 foot on both sides of the dive, which would take the exit out as well. So most all water supply would have to be shut off to the ladder, you know, and we're working on the pump, so it can't use the pumps to supply water to the ladder at that time as well. So that's kind of the situation. We discussed quite a few things and kind of came down to first or second week in June, if that'd be okay to bring the ladder down for 30 hours or basically up to like 3 days time. I did a little frequency analysis kind of yesterday to see 3 day blocks within June over the past 14 years. It seemed like basically the second week of June we had the less number of fall Chinook. So we may be looking like 9th, 10th, 11th of June next year. And so we want some discussion on that basically.
Comments?
So, Chris, we talked about this. We beat this around in the pack and that kind of stuff. There's some questions, concerns. I'm going to try to shoot you an email, but with this information you gave me, email's getting a lot shorter. So it looks like 3 days an option. The one question we did have is, God forbid you get into this, and somehow something bad happens.
Right.
And it's I know that never happens.
No, it never
happens. So the question is, do we have some off-roads? Like, they get to a certain point, stop, button up, and get the ladder back operating? Or once you commit, are we committed to basically continue this through for as long as it takes? That was kind of one of the questions I'd been kind of poking around a little bit, saying, like, we need to have some turnoffs because we don't, I'm afraid if we give you the go-ahead and something bad happens that we're then kind of stuck until you get this done, and we could really be up a creek. And, I mean, I'm going to get burned either way. So if I approve this and something bad happens, I'm going to get shot. If we don't do the work this year and we have an adult passage problem next year and a bunch of fallback, I'm going to get shot for not getting it done. So I'm going to get shot either way. I'm just trying to figure out which one. I'm trying to minimize the caliber I'm going to get shot with.
A good amount of risk on either one of them.
There's a solid chance I'm going to get executed either way. But that was the one question we had is, are there going to be some turnoff points, or is this once you start, we're riding this out? Because that puts a little bit different risk into it, and I think there's going to be some push to maybe wait a year if that's the case. The other question is, if we did want to wait a year, one, can we streamline the contracts to make sure we get the stuff in earlier and quicker? And I think there was some...
The rental stuff, right?
The rental pumps. And then the question was, is I don't think people are really excited about the rental pumps, but they're saying, is there any modifications we can make to make those work better, i.e. could we have one of the rental pumps just basically distribute some cooler water in the forebay that gets sucked into the exit to helpfully move fish through the ladder faster? I mean, these are just, we're just spitballing here because this is like coming fast and heavy, and we're, I mean, I was writing an email at late last night. I'm sure it's highly questionable about my thought process, but these are some of the ideas that were going around. So I'll try to get you a cleaned up version. Hey.
Okay, those are good points. I think we have a 3-day period, and if we would, you know, if it don't say that we're doing both at the same time, you know, maybe we can get, you know, if something goes wrong, I'm sure we're going to have to bring the ladder back up. If we don't have a water supply problem in diffuser 14, we'd have to be relying on those pumps, so maybe a backup would be to get auxiliary pumps in there. I think the emergency pumps we had this year, I think maybe our exit points for those might have been too low in diffuser 14. It might have been too wide, and we need to get those kind of concentrated, a hood or something on them, so they're kind of dropping water into the entrance instead of, you know, having it just kind of suck from the sides of the bottom. So I think there are, you know, more contingencies we can put in there.
Well, what would go wrong would be the diffuser 14 caisson would somehow not get finished partway, or something would flow from something less than the full depth, the kind of problem.
Yeah,
and that we can still run the ladder with that. It's just
the
temperature.
Well,
there's also
Ryan had another suggestion that may shorten up the time, but I don't think we can do it. And let's go ahead and do a dive like in, you know, April, and put in the bolts, the bolt holes and stuff. So when you have the pipes and the chimney delivered, It'd be half the time to actually bolt it on. But, you know, we got fish passage, you know, numbers in April as much as we do in May or through June. So,
just
you know, we are still thinking of things. So
those diffuser 14.
Which would be a bad problem for adult. The other suggestion I kind of mulled over this morning after I reread my email and realized how tired I was when I wrote it, was, have you guys considered, if you do need to do like more than 3 days, something like that, have you guys thought about doing like stage it, like do one project in 3 days, take a break, make sure everything's good, and then let's, I know this is very much fun, water the ladder back up, let fish pass, and then do another 3-day break and that kind of stuff.
A phase.
Yeah, phase.
I've talked about that a few
times. I think that'd be, I propose that, you know, in SCT, you know, but that would take us a full, you know, total of 6 days out, but we could bring, you know, make sure we get the pipes in, the extensions in first, and then bring it back up, let those fish pass for 3 days, take it back down the second week in June, and do the chimney. If we can't get them both done at the same time, the main contingency would be bring the ladder back up. Only do one, bring the ladder back up, take it back down, and put the other one on. And it should be faster. Like maybe we only get the bolt holes in on the chimney at that time. We have to bring it back down for a day or a day and a half to actually bolt the chimney on.
Just
but
don't have
still
work. The lab work then do it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no tweaks on the linkage or whatever. And so we'd still want to do that, you know, the first 2 weeks of June. Maybe go the first week of June or start the second week of June, try to get it all done. If we can only do one of them during that time, then bring the ladder back up for that weekend, or, you know, 3 or 4 days, and then second week of June, take it back down for a day and a half or 2 days or something. Yeah. That's, I mean, we don't want to do that, but that may be our main contingency.
Yeah, I've seen this before, and said that might be the best. I mean, it's not the most efficient way to do it, but I think it's the most risk-averse.
Right. Over. It's an extra salvage, so, you know, as well as, you know, blocking what you have.
Not too much of a salvage going on. That's a pretty easy job.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah. Well, I think if you get them all washed, I mean, there's no water in there. They're all going to wash down.
Just let it.
Oh,
yeah. They'll happen. I mean, it's pretty easy out that way on a ladder.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then the other thing that came up to me is that we should really probably get together sometime and have a pretty good regional. Once you guys kind of know what you think you've got and get information back to contractors, sit down and really get this detailed and lined out so everyone's on the same page, so there's no surprises.
Sure.
Good point.
Okay, Chris, a question for you. Is Unit 1 going to be on or off?
Well, next year I'm assuming it's still going to be the same situation as now. And they've been that early. They've been, you know, once it's on, it stays on. So we might have to call, you know, if we want Unit 1 to stay on. Or if we're going to delay fish, we know we're going to delay fish, then maybe we keep Unit 1 off so we lose the traction for those, you know.
Yeah, and the other consideration, too, is if we're going to increase the spill or something like that, you know, I'm not saying we are, but...
You know, yeah, if you keep them away from the
entrances. You have to look at gas conditions, too, at that time, spring run.
Right. But you're going to get, if you, you know...
That unit out of service.
Yeah,
I've joined the conference.
Unit 1 is off. You're going to get, you know, no attraction to that entrance, the South Shore entrance. But you're still going to get attraction to the North Shore entrance as long as, you know. And so we may get fish actually in the channel there. And we're going to have to get them. Right now, some of them, the high temperatures are coming out of the floating orifice weirs. Every other turbine unit, is, you know, Granite still has those open. So they will come back out. But, you know, it's still a delay in the tail race for that 3 days or whatever. And then usually when we make a change, they start going like gangbusters up the ladder in a short period of time. So, you know, it may be that we have number of fish that we think are being held back, the densities or something, where we really say, you know, we got to bring the ladder back up. But the work has to be done before us to really bring the ladder back up anyway. So,
Chris, can you take the average on the ladder during the weekend?
Oh, possibly. I haven't looked at that, but I can look at my frequency analysis and see if, you know, the weekends were less. The variability in that is probably not great during the June time, but I can take a look at the weekend if it's easier. Thing is, we have less people at project on weekends.
Yeah, that's the point. No, we'll probably be able to sell the energy during the week. On the weekend, it's more questionable. If you're going to take Unit 1 out and make us spill more, I'd rather do it on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. If we don't need that many people at project, then definitely we can do that.
And I'm hoping you don't have to take Unit 1 out. But
in case you do.
So that the dive hasn't mutated that?
Well,
so your preference is to keep Unit 1 on then?
During the peak of the run of the river, your blowers are going to need all 6 units? Yeah, probably be nice to them.
Yeah, you can probably need all 60. I looked at flows for each year, too, and it's, of course, it's real variable. It's 40K in 2001 and 2013, but it's 160, 70K in 2005 or something. So you can just bet you're going to have a lot of flow. So.
Yeah, and Chris, that was one of the questions we did have is, if you guys can coordinate with your dive squad, because they might say there's a certain flow threshold where they say we can't dive in, like, any flows of, like, say, 120.
Right.
So we just if we can get that, too, because that might... If that threshold turns out to be really low, then the likelihood of getting this done in June, if it's anything like an average year, might be a problem. If they're fairly flexible, then we might be a problem. We want to get that kind of dot crossed.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I'll check into that because there will be definitely something. But over in that corner, probably less of a concern, but still, you know, there's going to be some.
With Bonneville, where like Bonneville's like, if there's like a wisp of flow, dive safety is very on top of it. So I'm surprised that they're a little more flexible up there.
The same dive safety office.
I kind of figured, so that's why I was a little
surprised. We're also the dive safety for Walla Walla. So, all right, so there's a couple things that you have to do, Chris. One is to see what your flexibility is on the contract and put that flexibility into the contract so you can take it down and put it, bring it back up twice. And then also look at the weekend option to keep BPA happy and generating some power on the weekday. So if you can take it out on the weekend and then firm up the schedule and the dates and then update the coordination form.
You bet.
Could you add clarification on unit outages to that? Because I appreciate that what I heard was folks talking about unit one. Is that an assumption that that's the only thing on the table for a possible outage? In the past, sometimes it may or may not be one unit, maybe two, maybe three.
For the dive, we're still checking to see if you need unit one out for the dive. We don't think so at this period of time, but that still needs to be confirmed. So that may drive it right there if we go weekend or not weekend. So,
Chris, did you also look at the outage schedule to see what they plan on doing on other units? We may only have three or four.
That would never happen.
Yeah.
Saying there's other things going on in the project.
You need to look at the 5-year outage schedule.
Yeah.
So, Brian, before you close this up, I just want to find out, did you hear any agency here saying no opposed to a 3-day outage in this first 2 weeks of June?
As of right now, no. I was going to go around the room.
I just want to say one thing.
Oh, look.
It's not that I'm...
Somebody, come on up to the table. Oregon.
Hearing. Can you hear me on the phone?
Not well.
Come on up to the table.
Well, I get to stand up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
That's okay. We won't throw tomatoes.
No, it's quick. What I didn't hear in the conversation, and I just want to make sure is being thought through, is what would happen if there's a situation where we decide there should not be a ladder delay during this process.
And that's the rental pump.
And that's, so those processes, whatever that process is, it needs to be thought out more and described better. I mean, is there an option or alternative that's being thought through that would include postponing and waiting until the next
year?
Well, that would be the option, would be the delay.
So just what that means is also what we should hear, I guess, is what you're saying, how that's thought out, what that involves. I haven't heard that yet. Or if I've heard it, it's kind of foggy back in another group.
Well, so Chris, if we just delay this for a year, the plan would be get the rental pumps. We'd have to procure rental pumps, do some other thing.
We should do the contracting ahead of time.
Yep.
Sure,
exactly.
Yep.
And then the other thought was, is there some modifications we can make to make the rental pumps more effective?
Right, I believe so, yeah. I think we would do a repeat of 2014 and do any kind of modifications on those exits of the rental pumps. So that's an extra expense and all that stuff, but it is doable because we don't know what type of flow year, temperature year we're going to get. So, but we would have to have that decision so we can, do that, get a contract going earlier than this year on that. And then we would schedule the outage for, if we could do it in a normal ladder outage in January, February, so 2016. So,
all right, so for this upcoming year, if we can get it done in the 3-day window in June, and if you can't, you could take the ladder, water it back up, and then do another dewater. And if we can meet the weekend, perhaps, doing it in the weekend. Does anybody have a problem with that as of right now?
Burn, what I heard is go up, the Corps go ahead with the 3-day, at least the 3-day plan, but have an off ramp, an uphill off ramp, totally off ramp, a safety valve to pull the plug off.
But that plan is actually described.
It's described and written out.
We'll update.
So we know what it is that we'll do.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, we're going to update the MOC and send it out. But I just want to get
the
general feel of the room right now is, yes, if we can pull it off, it should be a good to go.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to think that out, because if they opt to work on both structures at the same time to meet a three-day, and you have a problem with one of those structures, and you can't bring the ladder back up fully, then we want them to concentrate probably on, you know, the chimney or something, so we can still use the pumps to bring the ladder back up if we have a failure working on the pipes or something. You know, we don't want to be working on the pipes and have the failure on the chimney or vice versa. So,
all right, so you need to update the MOC, and I guess, is there a big time crunch here? Can you bring it back to FPOM in a month?
Yeah, I think I can bring it back in a month.
Okay.
I think we have enough for contracting now that we can get this.
Okay, you're going to have that contingency built into that contract.
Yeah, and then I'm assuming you have like a no-go type thing, like saying we'll notify whether we're going to enact the contract
by certain dates, whatever date, you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yep.
Okay.
I'll talk to contracting about that.
They'll love it.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other questions or comments?
So did you just sort of agree that...
Well, Burton, this is Russ, and obviously we're concerned about this, and as I've told some folks in the region, maybe some don't know that we had a big storm event that brought a bunch of debris into our main Summer Chinook hatchery and killed the majority of our broodstock for this year. And so we're going to have a little bit of a hole in our summer Chinook program. And then that June period is during the first part of our summer Chinook returns. So although it's not the same broodstock, there is a lot of concern here about delaying those adults and what impact. I think, from my understanding, that if we can keep it to 3 days, we'll probably be supportive. But there's a lot of concern. And also, one of those caveats is for our support is likely going to be no fishery below Lower Granite. We've got the ladder shut down.
Okay. All right.
Would be something that we couldn't support, intentionally shutting the ladder down and having a fishery on those fish.
Yes, yeah, so the only downside, that you're absolutely right. I don't know if the Corps can really has any control over fisheries.
No, you have to stay with it.
They're going to need to, coordinate the TAC would be the appropriate body for that. Because the Corps would love to get involved in TAC. This might be too much for us to get involved in TAC.
Is the state of Washington about this?
Yes.
Well, the Corps got to understand that, you know, our
we don't enforce fishing regulations.
Potential support would be conditional upon that happening as well.
Yeah, we hear you. We'll we'll get Washington into the mix here as well. And so
I did alert Charlie to let Bill Twight know that that will be something that needs to be discussed.
Okay, so we hear the concerns. Once again, we're going to get some more information and come back out in the next FPOM with an updated MOC. And hopefully have Washington folded into this. Anything else? All right. Thank you. Thanks, Chris.
So, thank you.
3.2 is Portland updates. Unit 11 still on schedule for December. I haven't heard anything different.
Is it December 30th?
You guys can beat on Ida a little bit while you're, you know.
I'm going to.
Well, she's here.
I didn't see anything in the current weekly report. It just there's no return to service date whatsoever in there for Unit 11. So I don't know. I mean, I've been here in December, but I'm not seeing that in the report. So is that...
He wants it to be in writing, basically.
Yeah, put it in writing.
He wants something blunt.
Right. We'll include something in the next weekly.
Another thing, too, about the reports, I can bring it in, so I can't don't have all the examples, but there were several items in there that you guys are, you know, Bay 17, Spill Bay hoist, for one, where there's work that's mentioned, you know, going on, but there's no dates associated with that work. I've highlighted several spots in the report, and I was going to bring them in and bring that up, but I forgot it. So I'll just make a general statement that probably any of the reports, not just Bonneville, if there's something that's broken and being worked on, there should be a schedule associated with that. Just a wag, you know, swag, if that's all you got. But
right.
Or if you don't have any idea, it's unfunded, we don't know, then say it. But
so you know, trust in verify mode?
Trunnion pin nine.
Want this laid out so that they're not just open-ended.
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Broken things that we don't have any plan to fix, and we should. So I just want to see if we can start putting some dates on there and just highlight that.
Okay. Shouldn't be a problem.
If we don't have money, that's okay.
And you know, like trunnion pin nine.
Yeah.
Are you going to mention that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Bay 17. What is the status of Bay 17 at Bonneville? I mean, we've got hoist down and. So we're minus a hoist, and we're stuck there. We're not meeting the criteria under sometimes in here under some patterns. And so where are we with that? Or is that I assumed it was unfunded, and we just stuck with it.
I'm not sure on that one.
So that's a case in point. But there were several of them that were identified in the weekly reports, and that's all the weekly reports have these sort of.
And next year, if 17 is down, we're going to probably shut it down when the crew's still there before the end of the season. So and change pattern.
I thought 17 wasn't going to take us in because there's something that could be done on site that we didn't push it out.
Oh, really?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Really?
It has been.
I thought 17 was
going to take
us in. Charlie, put your phone on mute.
Already done. I was surprised that we kept running.
Yeah, the last I had gotten from Hasman was that was something that the project was going to work on. We didn't have to send anything off-site because we didn't destroy.
No broken hoses here.
All right, well, let's get an update on 17.
Well, just, yeah, let's get an update on that. Or I don't want an update on everything that's broken. It's just a matter of when the weekly report can say something about it so that we don't have to bring it up here.
Let's see, Ben told me he, since it wasn't coordinated ahead of time to shut it, he couldn't do it while the crews were there.
I see.
And
I've joined the conference.
I thought 17 was back in service, otherwise I would have brought it up. So next year in the pop, you'll most likely see a sense of saying yes, two gates are dogged off or out of service. They'll be closed.
You got to start throwing the Washington Oak bag in the trash. It hasn't done anything but take a space in my
pants. Oh, is that right? So it went for 7 days.
Hey, whoever's talking on the phone, put your phone on mute, please.
Yeah, that's. I mean, Bob will still
I didn't recognize.
The reason I use this buy one is that I get a card pad.
Anybody recognize the speaker here? Who is that?
Hey, can you take my garbage out, too?
Yeah. It could be a Russ's because he was talking.
I think that dog
poop
out the garbage, I guess.
Yeah.
Ken
phone?
I was on mute.
We like to blame you anyway, Russ.
It's that old music from Idaho.
Somebody's talking. It's better.
So, Bern, that
yeah,
is,
that
of
was
course,
the banjo in the background?
I wasn't going there. It's not going there.
Just joking, Russ.
Here's a vicious stomper, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But, so... Since you made the horror mistake of mentioning the trunnion pin at the dowels, we want to add that because
okay, that would be a good
yeah, we could talk about that down the agenda. Spill test, you know, we'll just have a nice little discussion about the dowels since Bob's here and I'm here. Tammy's here in her princess outfit.
Getting ahead of that a little bit, but I've got a video of those spill patterns.
You bring it with you?
Right here.
Excellent.
We've got a flash drive that
you
can put it into.
Oh, we can't use a flash drive.
I
kind of like to see that today, if we could.
Get the meeting done, and I'll get a laptop and a... PowerPoint. We could take,
that's
we
what
take
I thought. If Tom could come up with something,
we're not as anal as you guys.
We're Department of Defense. What do we say? Defensive. Department of Defense.
As opposed to talking about speed.
Yeah.
This is.
We can talk about the Dallas further down.
Yeah,
lots of Dallas stuff coming up.
So, all right, that kind of. Let's split flow ops at Bonneville.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we even doing? This agency needs to get its shit together.
Yes, whoa, I think.
Hey, get your shit together.
Hey,
get your shit together.
Get off the phone. You're still not on yeah.
Somebody is talking on the phone, should be on mute because your conversation's being broadcasted.
Actually, it's being recorded.
And recorded. So please, if you're on the phone, go to mute. Thank you. You just didn't say my name.
Ida, do you want to lead this one, or I can lead it, but it's your fault. So
yeah, I heard
my fault.
For the mute, I don't know how. Hey,
we can still hear you.
We can, yeah.
Are you just going to have to be quiet while you sit there and listen?
You lucky guy. Okay, well, anyway, at Bonneville, when we get to 25,000 fish, we split flows at the powerhouses. And we got a two-unit operation at Powerhouse 1, and whatever is left is at Powerhouse 2. Powerhouse 2 remains the priority. this year, when we got into these high fish counts, we noticed the fish counter, one of the fish counters at the Washington Shore, noticed that there was some stress, according to her and she's experienced, some stress signs being exhibited by the fish. And Ben called me. We talked about this, decided to up the units at Powerhouse 1 from 2 to 4, which pretty much split the flow right down the middle, and 30 to 40 each. And that seemed to work. It seemed to pull a lot more fish over to the Bradford Island side. So I'm thinking that what we need is a change form for the fish passage plan that, you know, we right now go at that trigger, we go to two units, and that's fine, I think, for that trigger. But then I think there needs to be another level where we go on up to four units or fully split the flows, whatever we have in the river. We could do it at that point, too. It's just that the point of going cautiously was we still do have juveniles in the river. We were trying not to have too much of a split flow operation where we have poor tail risk conditions in both powerhouses. That was the idea of only going to two. So in maintaining that thought, you know, maybe what you do is you still go to two, but then when you see numbers jump up like we did this year, we pick another trigger point and we just go on up to four, third to four. Full.
Do you have enough flow? What the number was on that day?
The number of fish? No, not off the top of my head.
I think it was either 45, was it 45?
I think it was the 45,000 day. Yeah.
So that was the question, do we want to pick a level of, say, 40?
You know, let's just have somebody in the core. No, I do not. I just would like to see a change form developed that throws that out there. You can put X's in the trigger number, but let's just set that up, and then we can talk about the next time around once we get past all the big numbers of fish, and we can see
signs of stress.
Well, there's some gasping going on, I guess, in the fish. You know, yawning or gasping, which that's a stress response. So they were seeing that, and I don't know all the details of that. I mean, Ben was one who talked to the person, so it's hearsay in my part. But it's not. I trust the person who's had many years of experience of watching fish that she saw something that was unusual, whatever that is. I don't know.
Enough to concern
her. Yeah, enough to concern her. So yeah. That concerned Ben. That concerned me, and so we changed the operation.
Thank you. She's been there forever.
Yeah.
Good.
John Dale.
All right.
So yeah, I think that's a new one to put out there as a result of record runs at Bonneville Dam.
Good.
Picket lead operation at the AFF.
And this one's another one of the same stripe.
Right.
With four leads down, and then going a half hour up, and with two out, and then four leads down, trying to get the full 4 hours of soak time became an issue. They were seeing fish really stack up in that lower, in the turning area down there below the picket leads. And so Ben made the call to pull all leads out. I think what we need is another one of these things. Where right now we're 18,000 and above, we go to that operation. I think we need another level in there, E. You know, there's one, there's A through D. Well, let's put an E in there, and that's at 25,000. I would say at 25,000, which is a familiar number to us, we go to all leads out. all leads out, and then 20,000 on the way back down. We go to all leads. We can go back to the 18,000 operation.
I think it's two leads down for half hour.
It's all leads. It's all four leads down for the first, and then it's two out, and then it's all down, two out, all down, two out, all down. It does that at 18,000. So we can go back to that operation at 20,000, which today we would have been at. So they would have only been out of business for about, well, it's not out of business. They can go ahead and sample. They're still in there working. It's just a matter of having the four leads down.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we can arm wrestle over four versus two versus.
Let's write this up. Let's talk to the researchers.
It's only 3 days.
See if they can figure out what makes sense.
Yeah. That last winter.
Yeah, we did do that last winter, and all of you bailed on that change form. But I will resubmit it this year if you are serious.
Hey, I never submitted, so I didn't have any technical bail. You can talk to
Noah. It was, whoa, where did this come from? Why are we doing this? Just remember.
Same color.
What happened? She's a pink hot theta right now. It's excellent.
God.
She is. You need color.
She's like a little chameleon. Jeez.
All right. So we need a trigger.
The light going to her hat.
We need a trigger at the AFF to go back to normal.
Yeah, that was in 20,000.
Can we do that now? We implement that.
We're at 19.8.
So they're good to go.
This is the Washington Shore ladders, what I was putting these numbers on, not the project.
Right.
Split flow triggers on the project.
Yeah, so that's 19.8.
Yeah, I was looking at it today. So we're good to go back to the operation, I think, today, I would say. Unless we're seeing something out there that is concerns us. And it's always up to the project. If you guys need to pull the leads, you pull the leads.
Right.
Gary, would you tie in a split flow trigger to return to the normal split flow operation at that point, too? Because that could affect how many fish are going through powerhouse.
Our split flow operation is
20,000.
It's 20,000 on the way down.
No, I'm saying we went to four units, though. Do you go back down to two units?
Oh.
Is that going to affect the split?
We could talk about that. Yeah,
we might shift the numbers. Because then you're going to shift more fish over there, which might shift.
Shift your trigger back.
Yeah.
You could. Same kind.
It could.
Well, it used to be having longer operations.
Yeah. I think I would keep the split flow four units on powerhouse one until we see it get down to 20,000 total.
I think 20,000 project wide or 25,000?
Project wide, that's what it is in the plan right now. So I just stick with that. We can work on that with another.
So stay forward.
I'm not too worried about the juvenile passage right now. We're still pretty warm out there, and back in the middle, probably keep it all the profile.
All right, so we'll update that one. Send it out.
And we'll make sure Tammy doesn't have any coffee for that meeting.
Wow.
She's kind of got her color back.
Yeah, she's coming back slowly.
And she's turning pasty again.
So the Dal North Fish Count Station improvements. So I was out there last week with John and Bob looking at some of the proposed improvements. You want to speak to anything?
Sure. Yeah, we're just gathering all the materials now that we agreed upon and approved at the last FPOM. We're just getting all the materials together now. We did get that plastic for the flooring.
At that point.
And Vern suggested that we soak it a little bit, so we dropped that into the
Hey, it came up with a good idea, you know?
That's just pretty thin.
And you dropped it in where? The ladder?
Yeah.
Sideways.
Right in the middle of our task, no wonder.
Sideways.
Right in the middle of
the I just told him to soak it, cure it a little, but I don't tell him where.
We dropped it.
It's flapping. Found a steel horse truck.
There you go.
So where is it anyway? It's in the cul-de-sac. I actually recommended the cul-de-sac. So. It's right off the dock. Just to get a little flavor.
Yeah.
Flavor it a little.
Well, it's in there now.
We'll see. It's still soaking away.
So the color issue. Let's talk about the color.
For the Crowder?
Yeah.
So there's a board inside of the Crowder that we can, the recommendation was a battleship gray.
Exactly. Have you met Gary? He's kind of bland in his colors.
Yeah.
What a color.
You're kind of bland in your color palette.
Oh, thanks.
So we're going to change that right now.
But there's a, what was it? What kind of green was it? Power bait green.
Power bait green.
Chartreuse?
Basically this color.
Seafoam?
That's probably the root.
So that is the recommendation for this video program.
So
to work the best.
Give me an idea. Is power bait, you're talking like the neon green power bait, or are you talking more of a tone?
Let's see an example.
Well, the thing is, they're gonna paint a couple of different boards to put in, and if it's too much, then
let's just see an example.
We'll see what it looks like, but I think it's like this color, almost like the color of the
neon
display
green.
There. Yeah, it's pretty bright
green.
And the purpose of that is there's this video, potential contractor who they went out and did some video work, and he's like, if it's green on the background, he can get his computer program will identify by pixels and movement.
Well,
and
the black and white, green and gray are very much the same color, so I mean, it's the same thing.
I don't know what the impact will be going through about that crowder.
Yeah,
where are you going to put?
It's going to be inside. Just
no, I'm saying, are you suggesting a painting it, put it there, and see if you see a fish reaction?
Right.
There, if it
yeah.
looks good.
Yeah, and just kind of go in there yourself and say, whoa.
Yeah.
That's kind of bright. Kind of like the old REI tents that were orange, you know, to get in.
I say paint one side green, one side battleship gray, and if they like the green, doesn't cause a problem, keep the green. Done and done. Okay.
Well, geez, that was my recommendation, too.
God, we are.
We're good. We're good. Now, if I can only think like you.
Trust me.
Forget
it. They've been trying that for years.
I don't know. I'm not sure I like the idea of going in there and putting something in and then waiting to see if we see a problem with fish before we pull it out. I want to see this color. I want to see if we have
it's probably your pen.
Yeah.
Your pen.
This is pen.
I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't fish with power bait. I'm a fly fisherman, so.
See a color. I think a picture of the power bait on the flies.
Yeah.
He wants a swat.
A swat.
Run down to Holy Damon.
Yeah. I'm going to paint
some. Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's take a look at it before we go.
Right. So there will be battleship gray.
Yeah, I mean, just a plain color. I don't care if it's battleship gray or sage green or whatever. As long as it's about a 30% gray card, it's about what I was thinking along those lines, or a 50%.
Okay. We'll get a color sample.
Just basic, plain.
Right.
So
boring.
I told you.
Okay. Boring's good. Exciting's not good. This is exciting. It's not good. Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm looking at your shirt, so I'm seeing where you're getting the gray.
That's kind of a nice scary shirt.
I know. Versus yours, I guess that's
why I like the green. I like the green.
I see that.
Something
to do with that.
See, Robert. All right. Will this program be able to determine fish,
contrast,
size fish? Length of fish?
That
species of fish?
Like yellow in there.
Right.
In
this, also
well, what this is going to do is it's going to take a video, and it can take like 20 minutes of video, and based on movement, it'll shrink it down to 1 minute. So when the fish observer can view it, a counter can like do it in 1 minute instead of 20.
Okay, so still will be manual.
So it's a long ways off, but it's a start of looking at ways to improve the video.
I agree.
Yeah, right now they can definitely remove all the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty hopeful that, I'm hearing some pretty good signs that they're able to differentiate species too, that they can figure out once they program it in.
They have a program like that up in
we'll see about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just shrinking the video reading time is a big benefit.
That would be the important thing, because video reading time is more intense and more labor cost.
Yeah, he already demonstrated that.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he just came out.
It's good, because even the state of Washington costs a lot more than video cameras.
Dave.
Yes.
So what fish are being programmed into this for species like this?
Good point.
Right now, none. Nothing's been developed.
Okay.
This is just all talk.
Don't forget bull trout. For those two that
never. We never forget the bull trout.
Would you say lamprey but no bull trout?
Lamprey?
Oh, yeah, we expect lamprey.
Just talk about
some figure lamprey. You should don't forget the bull trout.
Got that on the record.
He's going to say Euclid.
He's done his diligence.
Yeah,
okay. So, more to come on that, but it is started. It has started, and we're going to continue to move out on.
Yeah, no, that's what we agreed to. I was just a little concerned about color here.
It is not a ladder. We are trying to be efficient in that ladder. That is
well, we're not trying to delay them, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And that's not our intent. John Day Spillgate Inspection in September. Miro.
Okay, the climbing inspection of gate 2 was successfully performed yesterday. And in the meantime, when the Spillgate 2 was shut down, Spillgate 3 was substituted. And I'm going to request a change form so we can have that as a routine substitution, because one bay off doesn't make that big of a difference in this whole equation for one day or two, because this climbing inspection, as I learned, I kind of stepped into this coordination in midstream. It's quite complex. This year, it actually consists of two sections, which is upstream and downstream. Luckily for us, this year it was only the upstream one, which is easier, which was missing. It requires good conditions. All gates, of course, are inspected by outside. This is not in-house inspection. So just to facilitate conditions, and it happens to be required every 5 years, it's going to be taken care of that way. That is the substitution of, so that for the upstream part of the gate, no adjacent gates were required to be out of service. So that's where we could have resubstituted the three. If it would be the downstream part, if some eventually would have to be done, it will be required the three is also shut down, so then it would have to be four. Mm-hmm. And in fact, substituted for bay two. And I think if you consider that it's just trying to spill somewhere north, close to that fishway, that should be for the short term, which is would be 1 or 2 days maximum. It should have minimal impact. If you look at the fish counts for yesterday, I didn't see any.
I was looking at the percentages. I think they actually did drop for the north yesterday, but
they could.
Everything was dropping. Well, actually, not there. It's going out. Let's just look at the numbers. We got the
drop
data.
Down.
Or we'll have the
26,
data
25.
So that's going to be a change.
You haven't seen the split yet? You guys are talking about the split?
Not yet. Split where? We're splitting a little.
Yes. See, that happens when you come into a meeting.
So I have
stupid question.
Yeah.
All right.
Based on what I'm hearing, it sounds like a climbing inspection on the upstream side of a gate that's underwater.
No. The gate had to be shut down for the climber to go.
It's like a HSS.
Oh, you put the
stoplock. Yeah,
the climber comes in and inspects. And then on the downstream side, you have to have adjacent.
Yeah. On the downstream,
when are we doing downstream?
They're all on different scheduling.
So that means it's going to be the attraction spill for the ladders. You'll have to get shut off for a short time.
Not off.
However, we're going to try and make sure
move
to October.
In this context,
we shouldn't be doing that. The
optimal gate, spill gate to spill is 2, which is the closest now available to the north entrance. But occasionally substituting under those conditions with 3 or even 4 is fairly reasonable for, again, one day or two at times. And we'll try to fit it into the low passage period. Of course, this year was not.
Yeah, this is the best timing. Okay, so we'll have a change form
I will submit a change form
here.
This is just an early warning.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Moving into research updates, 3.31 FGE testing. Mr. Mirsich.
Yeah, I had a couple of things here. First, the B2 trash rig.
Oh.
The award for the contract is.
Favorite.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, he needs to pay attention.
Yes.
I keep hoping. The
contract has been awarded, or the award is pending for the perf plate components and the cage part around the trash rig. The rig is in the shop right now. However, it's going to be put back over at B2 because we're expecting debris grasses to come down.
So. Weren't we supposed to have had this in, quite honest? Wasn't it a discussion? It's September 11th.
Ideally, yes.
Okay, just checking. I want to make sure I'm not that old.
But yeah, we're expecting a 3-week delivery on this stuff. So after the debris period, we bring it back over to the shop and finish her up.
All right.
And so it's there's progress.
You're just letting us know that the contract's been awarded.
I thought you heard the award is pending. What's that?
That's even more Tom's comment. I've been working on this since 97, so I'm like, okay, you know.
Was it 97 or was it like more like 90? What else, when you came in?
I was a year after I came to work. Yeah. Larry Bashmore started this silliness.
Before that.
I can't do anything about the past.
I know. But
we're making progress now.
But you're the
nearest
person I get a kick.
We
can
do something about the future.
The FGE program, we're in the internal review right now for the EDR supplement. And we're expecting to go to ATR in early October, at which point we'd send it out to Fitterwig for a concurrent review regionally. And then in late October, we are expecting a Fitterwig meeting to discuss where to go next and the EDR supplement. Yep.
Okay.
So that's what I have for updates.
All right.
Best time of the meeting, RCC.
Yep, it's the RCC update.
Take it away, Lisa. Okay, yesterday at Lower Granite, outflows were 23.6. 5 days out, forecast 22.4. And 10 days out, 21.8. McNary yesterday, 77.3. 5 day forecast, 78. And 10 day forecast, 89.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry, 89 for the 10-day forecast. So picking up a little bit there. Bonneville yesterday averaged 88, 5 days, 84, and 10 days, 96. So I'm not sure where that water's coming from. But
I'm assuming Cooley must be now full.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What was McNary previous day again?
Previous day, 23.6.
23.6?
23.6.
77.3, McNary.
Oh, I thought you said Lord Grant.
No, McNary.
McNary, 77.3.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions for Lisa?
We got cold water.
Thank you. Nice work.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Lamprey updates. Hey, we get a lamprey for a surgery.
Yeah, that's the time.
Under the wire.
Must have been my lamprey sense kicking in.
That's right. You were delayed.
Not necessarily delayed because I'm preparing this fine report for you guys. What I did send out this morning, if you guys are on the group that gets the lamprey passive reports from Bonneville, is this estimated count. What I typically report is not just the daytime window counts that are on the website. I incorporate in the nighttime window counts, which are also on the website. Mm-hmm. And then I bring in the LPS counts and any research fish were collected and moved into above the dam. And so probably the biggest caveat I have to kind of get before giving out the number is that over this past year we've done video validation of the LPS counts. So we just took a camera and filmed fish actually falling out of the tube and compared that to the mechanical counter. The LPSs have a paddle counter, so it's a piece of perf plate that sits at the end of the tube. When the fish passes, it swings open and it logs fish. Occasionally it'll get paddle bounce. Fish hits it really hard, it'll bounce twice, maybe three times, and it'll log too many fish. We saw that back in July. Checked on it again in June, so we did kind of like 10%, 50%, 90% through the run. And what we saw happening in June was that fish were hanging up in the Washington Shore LPS specifically, which means it's trying to reascend and climb back up the tube. And when it does that paddle starts flipping up. So we had overcounts then. We did it again in August at Washington Shore and Bradford Island, and we saw that same behavior in both locations. So the number's good, it's bigger than it has been, but it'll be tempered down after this comes out as we adjust those LPS counts down for
three times.
Hard to be lower than the SSM.
The overcounts were from anywhere from 8% to as high as 50% based on what we saw in video. This is over, we've looked at video over about 3 nights, and I've got 11 reports. It's one that's completed and one that's due out soon. So, the number right now is 129,593. Of those, LPSs account for, well, 27% of Washington Shore, 18% at Bradford Island. So, what is that? 30-40% is going to be cut probably about half. So that number is going to be reduced pretty significantly. But that's just probably the most important thing there. The accounts are dropping quite a bit as we come kind of to the traditional end of the run. We're past 90% of the lamprey.
Could you pull those numbers again, please?
129,000 total, and approximately 30% use the LPS.
More than that, we're recorded as LPS passing.
LPSs or LPS? Just
well, you said that there's 18% at one and 30% at the other. So, and then of that, you could have a correction factor of 30-40% or so. Okay. Yeah. So it's that's not going to be it's going to be sizable.
So
it's
like 40%,
30-40% of the number could be high.
Let's call it 100.
I could have said 100K
plus or minus 30.
Anyway, we've done these time points that we can correct.
Minus 100K minus.
It depends. 80% of total passengers in the B1 mass, which.
What was that? I heard it last year.
Last year we only had one day of video, and it was 39% high. We saw a lot of paddle bounce last year.
That is 100,000 compared to last year.
Remember last year was like 90,000. It was 84,000 was arrested for last year. 93 in 2012, 47 in 2012.
Those were adjusted for.
Yeah.
So
actually, last year's was adjusted, but only at Washington Shore.
Are they looking at some modifications to this?
Yeah, so there's currently a LPS improvement PDT, and one of their tasks is to try to come up with a better
counting method.
These are close. I mean, the advantage is these things save us a ton of time and money because we don't have to have live counts. We don't have somebody watching video of these things all the time, which is very different. The bad news is they were going through a QAQC process, but if they weren't using live fish, so it wasn't picking this up. The good news is at least we know and we have some mileposts to correct.
So how many fish went through the LPS last year on the Washington Shore?
Washington Shore last year was reporting 20% of the fish past that LPS, and that's adjusted down from the initial report, 14% of Bradford.
I thought
Willing
has 28 fish.
No, you're thinking of the fish. The
plume is different.
This is, I guess I'm trying to take a step back. We have three LPSs plus the lamprey flutter.
Okay. How many went through the lamprey?
This year or last year?
This year. Or both.
Last year.
Is not a captured here.
Small line you can't see.
Yeah, well, it's 0% of the run, which is actually 0.4% of the run passed via the flume structure. And that's of the 100.
Well, it hasn't been operated as designed.
Yeah, I mean, the big issue there is we've had entrained air, which has prevented us from having enough traction.
Not quite a fair test. But still, that's a good point.
Right. Any other lamprey questions? Lampreys? Lampreys. All right. How about avian?
Move on, please.
Move on? I was, obviously you had some kind of avian discussion yesterday. I'm not aware of it.
There's lots of them. Yeah, but they're not ops.
All right.
That's where EIS.
All right, all right.
It's Cormorant EIS and,
okay.
And then upriver.
non-op stuff. Thank you. Let's move on.
Biological opinion stuff.
Critical infrastructure. We're still going to do a presentation one of these days. I don't know where Ann's at with that. Any BPA updates?
Nope.
We're good.
Nothing broken.
No words of wisdom?
Lights are on.
All right. How about coordination forms, John Day Hilton valve removal?
Pictures.
What?
I've
got to talk to Ann.
Okay.
It's got to.
Let's get a date on that.
We should be able to do that next month. Yeah.
This is an old issue.
No, we have to do it.
Some of the old time OCO member 1999 related decisions contain the PDS is being operated. And since then, the filter valve was wide open. And lately we noticed that Kessler crack in this housing is leaking water, it needs to be repaired. But my thinking was that since we don't even use it, we can remove it, plate it over, and we will be storing it in case in the future someone wants to.
So anybody got a problem with that?
Are you going to stick it in the boneyard?
No, it's going to be their scrap metal with yard sale.
It becomes old and old and older, and then we get rid of it.
Yeah, right next to the tires.
I mean,
Ed and I talked about this, and I don't, you know, it was the gas issue was an issue, and the water drops farther, we get higher gas levels, but as you pointed out, Joe Carroll did look at that, and the exposure time is below the amount of time that it would take a fish to actually absorb and exhibit any kind of signs from this, so, and it's a drop in the bucket compared to the river.
What was this used for again?
What's the
purpose? Yeah. Sure. The purpose was to prevent drained water from generating supersaturation. But the amount of water here is up to 700 CFS, is insignificant, and after it falls into the river, it's added, it dilutes quickly. And the fish are exposed to that concentrated supersaturation only for less than 30 seconds.
How does it reduce total dissolved gas if it were engaged?
The water would be drained, the drained water would be falling down into a pool, which would be full of water only a few feet. Right now it's cascading down like 30 feet from a much higher elevation.
It changes the plunge.
Oh, okay.
So, anybody?
I don't remember what the acronym P is.
Well, why don't we fix it?
Permanently water, sir.
Were you just talking about throwing it away?
Money?
It was
it's like the air conditioning in your car if you never use it.
The first season we were getting alarms every 5 minutes.
Point.
So does this guy Hilton need another job?
Do you know how old Hilton is?
It's not the valve, it was the electronic sensor. The valve was fine, it's just the sensor driving it.
Electronics. So it wasn't even Hilton.
It's this is an idea to simplify and remove.
Jeez, there's a lot of these pictures. If anybody wants to bring them home,
nice dark pictures.
You want a picture?
No.
So long and short, we're fine.
All right. Anybody have any issues with this?
Okay.
Once, twice, remove.
Hilton,
bye. Bye-bye, Hilton. Nice, I like it.
It's like a casino in New Jersey.
That's right. McNary.
Did he build a valve there, too?
Probably. 4.2 is McNary replacing floating orifices.
Okay. Carl on the phone?
Carl.
Carl is not here on the phone today.
Okay.
We are looking at an MOC for this floating orifice of repair.
Right here,
Greg. You can see that right now. You had a number of different questions, Gary, about that. Came through, and quick little answers. Well, wouldn't these things go bad? It is different, definitely with the tailwater conditions.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. And I understand the rusty wheels. You're sticking at the upper ends, the lower ends, tailwater's going up and down. These things are sticking. So I've got all that answered.
Right.
I think what we're down to is construction. And then we were talking also about usage. But I think what you guys are saying is let's just get them done. It's about a two-year two-year cycle to get them done, depending on what you find out with the first
set. We want to bring out three right now, in winter months, and then we're going to do some repair to see how much that costs, how long it takes, et cetera, like that. And then the next set, hopefully these things get done during our winter maintenance period. And they'll be installed somewhere in March. It looks like what he says on this time at this time. But immediately after that, he'd like to bulkhead off three more orifices. And judged based on how they were repaired, the first set of three were repaired. He wants to go ahead and pull off, you know, three more, pull them out, get them repaired and done. And now we won't be able to put them back in, let's say, until the following October. Right. We don't want to interrupt Fishman, the ladder operation at that time. So those three will be out of service all summer long, let's say.
That was another question I had, is how long does it take to put these back in?
Well, that's the question.
They don't know. That was the question I had. Because if it turns out to be not a super long process, there's kind of that lag. We could, if we get them bunt, one, we may not have to wait until October, but wait until there's a lull. If it's like a couple-day process, I might buy into that. Because if you have a big run, a fall Chinook, I prefer to have more orifices open or not. But since until we know how long the process is, I can't tell you yay or nay.
Suggestion would be, you know, there's a lull that I usually plan the Doble testing. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of a lull period of time. Yeah. And that's one I can think of probably in...
It's usually in July.
Like
that. It's when we do our ROVs.
Yeah, it's the July lull we see between runs. That
I imagine that, because it might just take a short period of time to put those in.
Once we know that, then we can make that determination. It's the only concern I have.
You know, normally, they're going to take the, you know, change the pump angle, you know, all that stuff. So it's going to reduce the number of hours for the day, or for the period of time.
No, it has to shut down. So you'll affect passage for a few hours for that day. So you were going to do the worst first, basically?
Yeah. The worst ones were identified exactly, which is 14 and 3, and then I think the one next to it. So they both had all three on the same location.
So we've got 12 of them, three at a time, four scenarios.
Four scenarios.
You might get three of those done along, in a year if things work out good.
Yeah. If it looks out good, it could be a year, maybe shorter.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd say go for it.
Okay.
I was very supportive of getting the first done, and then we'll
take a look at
the
issues there. But
After March. Tell you what's going on, and probably the date that we're going to be setting in the water in March, too, because that's going to have to be somewhat coordinated with everybody here, too, at that time. So, we'll look at that.
I had no problem with that.
Good, thank you.
Is there impact spill or other unit operations?
No, not a spill. It'll be perfect. Ladder will be
offered.
It doesn't
have to change.
Yeah, it will not be not touched.
It doesn't change anything to do with
the spill is even later.
It is.
July. So that won't be hurting it. And then when we go to put them on, if we put them in August, won't hurt the spill at all. And the North Shore ladder will be 100% compliant.
Nothing like that. It's just slide them into place. As long as the wheels turn and they slide in.
Yeah.
Well, how do you replace them? Halfway.
Oops.
So
bigger hammer.
Go to a 480 crane. After jumping on top of it.
480. Those things can be a little fickle.
We'll go that way.
Good. I think you're good to go there.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that in.
Your next one's Ice Harbor.
Ice Harbor.
Dam study,
yes.
Do we have one?
This is Mr. Trumbull's study.
Trumbull study.
And we're going to have... And last month, Bill asked for updates to Appendix A, maybe on a monthly type basis or whatever the status is. And this, I looked at the studies to see what's going on because we need to know what's going on.
We want a short list of those things that are going to interrupt operations next spring and summer. And revisit that every meeting for us people that forget things from one month to the next.
I said we'd do that, but I forgot about it.
But I asked the question, and this is the only thing that's hanging up. So, we're looking at doing an update study. He's putting his study into Ice Harbor Dam. And you can see he's supposedly installing the pipes the week of September 8th to 11th. But that's Then I think the leg one will be because of...
Hey, Greg, this is Brad.
Oh, there's Brad. You are here.
Answer at hand.
I didn't hear you.
He's there to take first.
You need to remember this.
The abuse.
All right, Brad, take it over.
Why don't you go from the top, Brad?
Yeah, this is the one.
Well, I'll just start with what the idea for the study is. This was something we started to develop back in 2013, but it's really taking a new generation of sensor fish and collecting some baseline data over some different operations for comparison to what we can get out of the sensor fish when we put in the new runners in 2017. And so the real coordination effort for this is the fact we want to operate at generator limit for a couple of days, and then possibly, depending upon river conditions, we're trying to use unit 3. So if there's only enough flow for one unit, then we're trying to use unit 3. That's not in line with the unit priority. So those are some considerations they have in this MSD.
Okay, Brad. So I was just looking over this. Now, is this a change in the schedule that was in Appendix A?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And what I put in Appendix A was pretty vague because we didn't quite have the details laid out, but we pushed this out for so long. We've just had a lot of this getting away, getting the release pipes fabricated. So now we finally got some of that worked out. We've got the design... pardon me, we got the design, I guess, agreed to by Loyola district engineers, and we, I think fabrication is underway right now, and so we I talked with Brian Voorhees at Ice Harbor yesterday, and we are going to install on the 23rd to 24th of this month now. And so Unit 3 is still out of service, and he said it's expected to come back online now on 3 October, so we're still within the outage for the current repairs. And
okay, so it sounds like you have two issues that go outside the FPP, and that's the operation of Unit 3 as a priority unit instead of Unit 1 during adult passage, which I don't see as a big issue because of your analysis showed that it doesn't really affect passage. So I'm fine with that. And the second issue is that you're going to be outside of the 1% in October. Now, my question is why didn't you schedule it for November when you're allowed to go outside the 1%?
Well, there are other outages that are coming up in November that are going to impact when we could actually do work. So the fact that we've had to push this so far, we've got to do it in this October window when it's better for us, better for the project. And so that's what it is. I mean,
operations.
Okay. One of your expected impacts, you have a comment. You go through some of the details of the numbers and everything, and I definitely appreciate that because it shows that you've actually looked at that. It's going to be a very small number of juveniles migrating through there, and the impact is whatever you could expect to fish operating above 1% to the generator limit. That additional impact, which we don't really know, but you know, it's kind of our standard to operate within the 1% for a reason.
That's right.
So yes, you will have very few fish going through that condition, but you will still have fish. So I don't think that you could say that there are expected to be no impacts to juvenile passage. I think you could say they're minimal and maybe non-measurable. But to say that there are no impacts, I don't know if that's a correct characterization. But, you know, if you're going through this and it's going to actually come out to lead to eventual survival improvements to the work, I can still support it.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I see that I contradicted myself, too. They're in the first line of juvenile passage. I said I don't expect the impact. In the last line, I said I expect a measurable impact. So.
Hey, Brad, this is Bill Hevlin. Did you consider just putting a one-stop opening or two-stop opening over at Spill Bay 10 to attract your juvenile fish over there and also to attract adults over there? And then you could kind of run the powerhouse. However, you know, it's just a mitigation for running the powerhouse outside of criteria.
Don't use the M word, Bill.
M? Oh,
you can't say mitigation.
Well, give me a better word.
We've tried. Alternative.
Will I just leave that blank there? I said the M word. And let out a little gas at the same time.
That's not a mitigation I was looking for.
Oh, okay.
That's the old.
You see what I'm saying, Brad? Forget the M word, but just put a little spill over there, attract adults to that entrance, and also place to pass juvenile.
What have you been eating?
Okay.
It's like an apple.
Are they doing
spilling? I don't know. Then you don't have to argue about these impacts, whether there's impacts or not. There's going to be impacts.
It might be beneficial. Outside of...
When you put the spill.
Yeah, no, but maybe 1%. We're now not sure if that's really a constraint that we're going to have moving forward because of the information we do have that's more recent.
Yeah, at the Dow, at Bonneville, which is a totally different style turbine and intake that we've seen, and anywhere else we've seen, 1% is pretty much a good idea. Well, I don't know if I want to extrapolate from Bonneville to ICE. I was saying, Brett, I'm assuming you're going to do the outside 1% as late as possible, the latest date in September, October you can.
1%. I think we can push it back. The schedule I provided in this MOC doesn't have to be precisely like that. We can shift the operation to the latest date. And we're looking to do 3 days. It'll be approximately 3 days during daylight hours. So
another question on that. You're going to be operating up to 14-something kcfs through that unit. There's a chance that you're not going to be able to run an additional unit. Because right. Flows won't need it. So are you intending to pond above MOP at that point?
That is a good question. And so I guess that's...
slow down egress.
But you won't, one, MOP's over, and two...
I know, it's not a violation of FPP, but it still could be an impact.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You're slowing down travel time through the system.
Yeah, but it's not...
That you wouldn't have to do if it wasn't for this. I know,
but we're not
going to
be running just one unit either. If you have 23 in the river, you're not going to stop and just have one on.
Yeah, you have two.
Well, if you're just at a certain point, though, you may not have the minimum of the other unit, so you'd
have
to...
We have enough. Yeah, we'd have enough. It'll be at night to turn off if you get to turn one on. Not the day.
Okay.
Two will be on during the day.
Yeah. And you're going to be bouncing the pole a little bit. Okay. Which you normally do.
So, bro, I'm not super giddy, but I'm not going to break my pick on this one. No, there's so.
No
problem.
November would have been a better time notice for future uprunds. Yes. I don't know if you guys could have tried that, but you probably could have avoided all of this.
You wouldn't even have to have talked to us.
Keep that
in mind. So what are the operational constraints that are keeping you from going to November again?
Let me try to open this email that I got from Ice Harbor and see if I can tell you precisely why. They provided us quite a few different things that are happening. I don't know if I can find those dates right now.
Did you get these from Martin or Brian?
The dates, I got these from Brian Gordon.
Yeah, we can do that.
So what's the general passage?
Can you forward that if you can't find it in the next few seconds here? And we'll get it.
Okay.
We'll get it out to Oregon.
Does it go to October?
Because
they don't have anybody there?
Well, it looks like
we don't have any sampling past
September.
How late do we sample fish at Ice Harbor until sample fish, the smolts?
Okay, it looks like Unit 3 is operating all the way through November, so.
How long until what date? June?
Did we see?
Till June?
No, July 15th, the last sample.
Okay.
July 15th, the last sample. Get data on low mode until September.
Monitoring?
Yeah, 31st.
Yeah, contracting.
But your data go all the way through the end of September.
Brad, you have small monitoring index data through the end of September?
I do.
Yeah, and so, typically drops off quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah, I'm not overly concerned about it, Brad.
I think it's an issue.
I'm okay with it.
You're into the open geometry part of the operating range of the unit, so that's one thing that we speculate is better.
You're looking at losing a handful of fish.
So can we get that information on why we can't delay it into November and send that to, I guess, to you, Greg? Can
yeah,
you can
send
it out?
I'll send it out to Epcon.
Well, what I was just looking at here, it doesn't look like Unit 3 will be out at all in November. So if that's one of the requirements, I think we can probably make that work.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it, Brad, and see if you can make that work.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, you got to do what you got to do, in my opinion.
Okay. Good.
Can you go with that, Eric?
I can say one way or another.
Okay.
I'll not stand in the way.
Well, we'll see if we can make it happen in November. If not, yeah, then... and we'll do it.
Be an update coming out.
All right. Well, let's move on to the before we get into the low flow test. Bjorn, do you have anything on pinnipeds you want to say?
Not really. I mean,
Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
Although,
jump ahead.
Oh, geez, look at that.
Little goose. I sent this thing out a little bit ago, right around the 27th of August. I've got a couple of replies back on this thing already. What this is again, exciter testing in Lower Snake River. We've gone through it dam by dam by dam, and Little Goose is up next. Looks like each unit will have to be repaired and required service for about 2 hours for testing these exciters. And it looks like they'll be operating them at speed no load for up to about 0.5 for half an hour, it looks like. So we're looking at operation of the units out of FPP priority and also for up to about 1 day while they get this work completed. Exciter testing will be done between, what, the 15th of September through about the 21st of September. Pretty simple. Got to get it done.
Greg, do you know if that's in the outage file yet?
I couldn't tell you if it's in the outage file, but I'll ask that question.
This is a unique one. So if they are running speed download for that time, you can at least know that the water's going by. Sometimes outage is it's out or it's on. It's not on, but running water.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. I'll ask.
That big leak?
Yes.
I'm just looking up this in it. When you look at the type of outage required, it says that operation of unit priority out for 1 day, and down below it says each unit requires 1 day. So,
well, what is it? 1 day or 1 day per unit? I mean, what's it take to do an exciter test? I have no idea.
It's probably a day operation.
Do all six. A day for all six.
You see, it's probably up to 1 day for the preparation of the unit to get it done, but the actual operation of the speed on loads are a half an hour.
For each unit.
Six units.
So mm-hmm. It'll be a day.
Yeah. It'll be a day.
Has anybody got any comments?
I already gave them. I said I didn't see any problem with adult passage. And juvenile passage is the bypass system's operating. The fish will be attracted to the unit that's producing power, so they'll be going through the bypass system. They'll be okay. Yeah, a few fish will have to go through this speed no load. But mm-hmm. it's not going to be. I read it as a half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my interpretation, half an hour.
Yes.
For half an hour, Gary?
On top of that.
I guess you could turn it on spill for half an hour, right? While then just turn it off again.
A participant has left the conference.
It should be 2-1 at least.
Oh, wow.
2-1. Oh, gee.
Two stops?
Is that cormorant? Or...
yeah. Well, yeah, that's other than they got to do cormorants for sure.
Next one.
Trevor, did you have any?
It's only like 20 CFS during that time.
Okay. Yeah, 20 CFS. All right. If you can find that much water, you can find that much water in the state that time of year. All right.
Yeah.
Eric?
I haven't read this one enough to give you a comment, so I'm not at that spot.
All right.
That spot.
I mean,
you can defer to Bill. His call.
Well,
I better not.
Tip like that.
How it goes.
That's Bill Mitter.
All right, next.
Well, Bjorn, you disappeared on me. He's like, pinnipeds? Out of here. All right, so let's before we get into the low flow test, let's talk about the actual test we're doing right now at the Dells.
Okay.
And yeah. John, I don't know if anybody's got this. Did you send it out today, right?
Yeah, this morning I sent that out.
You guys seen this?
Yeah.
So it sounds like you guys got it set up by the 9th and started 15K spill at 4 a.m. to 1600. 6K bay 1 and bays 7 and 8, 4.5 and 7 and 8, 4.5 and 8. And John's put some numbers together, and it looks like there has been a shift of passage 100%. Passage over to the north ladder at during that time.
Yeah. It's up to about 17-18%,
right.
From 3-6%, so a 300% increase, a wonderful success. Thank you, Scott.
It's not quite 20.
Not quite 20.
So we were talking at last FCOM in our task meeting.
We're not saying that this wasn't a failure.
Let's keep seeing how it's going. It is,
yes.
Is encouraging.
Can I say one thing here?
It is encouraging.
I did look at that this morning. I'd like to request that the actual numbers can be quoted for percentages just to get a better feel for what we're talking about.
Yeah, we got them right here.
Off the website.
Well,
yeah.
If you could, I had
to put this together real quick.
That's fine. Yeah. I appreciate you doing that, and I don't have it. I just looked at it briefly, too.
So you also, do you know where to go to look at the split flow and all the data that's got the ladder, split flow by or passage by ladder and stuff? Do you? It is. You can also pull that up and get it.
That's fine. I just,
as far as hourly. Yeah.
So, yeah, so what, I mean, just to
continue
put this into context, what we did is we went down there last 2 weeks ago now, spent some time looking at the model, came up with two different spill patterns that we liked, we chose one and implemented that. That spill out of bays 1, bays 7, and bay 8, 15K total, and we're seeing about, we had previous to this about 6% of the run going to the north ladder. As an average, now we're seeing 17, 18. Who knows? We still got a few days to go with this. So I would say I'm a little disappointed in what I'm seeing, but encouraged. I mean, it's better. And kind of what I'm using as a standard, I guess, is I'm looking at John Day and John Day's north side passage versus south and thinking, well, that's what we'd like to see as a split. And John Day has been seeing anywhere between 15 and 30% of split to the north over the last 10 days or so. So it's in that realm of what we've seen with John Day. John Day would average higher than this. It would be more like 25%. So I'm not saying that we have to get there, but what I am seeing is encouraging, but also I think just have seen a little more. The thing I would throw out, I hesitate to do this, but I'll throw it out anyway, is that we did have the two patterns that we were looking at. And one thing we could do
if folks were interested in thinking about this, was try, because I can see the thought process, and you know, we get to the end of this, we got 20% or so, and folks are saying, well, you know, I'd like to see more, and that wasn't quite as good, so what's the next step? And some would say, let's build more, some would say, let's look at a different pattern. Well, we could look at a different pattern yet in this 10 days of spill that we got from EPA.
10, nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's delirious. Okay. Yeah. I
didn't know we
you know,
so what's the other pattern?
Everybody's supposed to say, yeah, yeah.
What's the other pattern? So
the other pattern is equal split, 15K out of two bays, bays one and two. And I do have a video of that.
And I've got a proper presentation, we can show that.
Yeah. We can show that. Yeah, that would be a great, I mean, just for people to get a visual of what those two patterns look like. But in a nutshell, what we saw was that we got better flow into the Thalweg area with two bays than we did with the three bays. But the three bays gave us a little better pattern on the shelf to the entrance. So we thought that might work better for getting fish to the entrance. We're not sure that the two bay wouldn't work okay for getting fish, but there was some concern about that. So that's how we went with the three. So the three was, it may not attract as many fish. I think
so
that's
do you think we should, with the remaining test period, switch to
All I'm saying is we could go 4 days with the three bay pattern, and then the last 3 days in the 2 day pattern. If we don't see, if we see consistency in this 4 days, we're, you know, 17, 17, 17, 17, okay, you know, we got 17, it's probably not going to change. The numbers are going to drop because Bonneville rolled over yesterday, or the day before, actually. So we're seeing a drop at Bonneville, and I don't think we'll see an uptick again because we typically don't for fall Chinooks. So I think it's rolled over. And we're going to see probably the same thing at the Dalles in the near future. It's about a 2 day travel time, about 2.3 day average travel time.
Yeah, it's a drop.
It's a good time to try to do that test, though, because that many fish in the river, if you're going to be able to see a response and feel confident,
it's your best test.
Well, I would say absolutely, if we can all agree that we did go from 8-10% to 16-20%, so we can say yes, this was effective. If we can get that out, then I'm totally fine with doing that. But if we're going to keep safe, maybe not.
No, I'm
I would suggest
this,
if you wanted to try to, you know, kind of mitigate for that, what you could do is stop spilling for a day or two and then start again. So you have treatment, no treatment, treatment, no treatment, treatment.
Yeah, if we have enough fish that if this bottom doesn't just drop out on us. Well, I was amazed at how far it went down yesterday. We were down to half.
That was 30,000.
Yeah, from 70s.
Did we have an update last year, though? We did.
Not like this. Well, and it didn't rebound up near. It didn't rebound.
We never do. I mean, it's real peaked. Fall Chinook are real peaks. Spring Chinook can be very different. And I know there's several stocks of fall Chinook, but we still don't see a huge. And I'm really talking about Bonneville. I'm not talking about the Dalles. So we might see something a little different than Dalles we're looking at. Because a lot of those.
Jim Day is still going up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you absolutely are. They haven't got there yet. And you're really talking about Upriver Brights where you guys are at, where they're, Bonneville's got the Thule stock, which could cause a different slope in there, but or a different pattern.
Upriver Brights for all the Bonneville.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Great. Another thing you should show the video consider is that maybe actually turning bait one down a little. It was rocking yesterday. I mean, it looks more than the model did.
Okay. I and saw some video. I didn't see video.
The picture.
Yeah, it was video, wasn't it? That was video. Yeah, it was video.
The bay one was like surging. It built up and then you see a wave of stuff go out.
Oh, okay.
You took a picture of that.
So it, I did.
I've seen that.
You
got to see a fish thrown in the air.
Pull it up first, real quick.
That was one of the things that we...
Tammy has a picture of it right here.
Just the short time I looked at it, a fish rolling in that back row, an adult.
Can't see it over there.
You saw that in Bay 1?
Yeah.
The Bay 1?
Yeah, you can't see it on her picture too well.
I was taking the model. It looks
like
Chin the model might be underestimating energy.
Maybe it does. Yeah, you might.
One looks very robust.
Yeah. How many stops are you at? One?
Three. It's rocking.
Configure the computer now.
Yeah, I wonder if you just slide that spill. Talk to Laurie about that. But you might maybe slide that over to the other two bays. You
know, I'm not trying to get rid of spill.
I understand.
But
no, I understand, Scott. I was just trying to think of strong. That could improve those two bays. Although we didn't see much improvement when we went to four stops over there.
It didn't, but it looks a lot stronger than it did
at bay one.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have not seen a video of it, except Trevor had it on his computer. I'm not sure where. I was busy this morning, so I didn't get a chance to look at it.
Well, I figured you'd be out there.
No, tomorrow. But I don't know. Bonneville. Maybe I'll go with
that. Yeah, maybe you should.
So what's the alternate pattern? How many stops is that? Where's the flow distributed?
It's 15K both bays, evenly distributed. I can't remember the exact stops.
Which bays?
Five stops per bay.
Four or five. Is it one and two?
It's one and two.
One and two.
It's not much more open than the current one. You put it.
I think it was five in each. Stops each. 7FK.
So you think that bay one is kind of washing out the entrance a little?
It almost looks like it really kind of like builds up energy that it surges out, and it's a really strong signal.
You know, on your graph, Harry, when we have spill going to Dallas and you have pretty high passes from North Ladder, how many stops is in bay one during that period?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, and I don't. It's in that range of four stops.
Is it?
Yeah, three to four stops. So it's
got all the other bays. It's got the other bays to work against.
This is
So Scott, that's your professional judgment, right? Because the data percentages are slightly being considered higher right now.
No, the passage is higher, but when you go out,
it might be higher if.
Yeah. We were trying to tweak it.
I hear where you're going, but I just want to make sure that it's described as your professional opinion. Because the data is saying that it's.
Well, I'm not saying it's. It could get better if you would turn it down. I mean, just the way that the flows were coming out of
So, Bob, what can we do there to turn it down? Is that. Can we go down one? There's a minimum that you can go. I think. Is that two? We're at three.
Can you get half stops, or do you have to go full? Is it full stops or half stops? What's your incremental change?
Oh, no, we're at 4.33.
We're at 4.33.
Right.
4. We can bring it down to 3.
3, yep. We can.
Go with 3.
So that's 3.33.
Yeah, I think 2 is the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah, the only, what you could do is put a little bit more in 8.
Just even
because that's adhering to the wall pretty well right down. So a little more there wouldn't hurt.
Is this about all those firewalls and stuff with the core?
The stuff you don't have.
Ours is just slow.
We don't have the.
I've seen my wife try to log in, so you're not even.
Yeah. Just take a picture of your eye.
Would be a change.
No, it's when I
was going to say, since you don't pass the test.
Crash shot test.
3 is 4.
Okay,
you don't want to go there.
It would be the same cues. 1 at 3 feet. See, 7 at 3, 8 at 4. Still 15. Or phase 1 and 2 at 5 foot gate.
So, apologize for those on the phone. We're looking at some video coming up from the Erdic trip in August. And we're just waiting to pull it up on the screen.
A participant has left the conference.
I'm going to use my computer.
All right. So we're having technical difficulties here. We're going
to
come back to that when Tom can figure out how to set it up. You could probably you could send that to her and we could plug it in.
Oh, you
could
get a trunnion.
Yeah, but you can't. Oh, you could have yours.
You could do it. Take that to your computer. Take it to your computer and then email it to Tim.
There you go.
Well, he's going to see if we can get the thumb drive. I'll just get it to my computer, see if I can read
some drive.
So, Trun, you can. The one thing that did come up down the meeting was Lori and them looked at flows, and they said Bay 9 was more important than Bay 10, 11, if I've read the notes correctly.
Yeah, I can give you a synopsis of what's going on with that.
So, hence, that makes it, so instead of doing two to get one back, the priority now is Trunnion Pin?
Yes.
So, with that, where are we at with Trunnion Pin?
Same
with
place what? You were.
Where are
before?
We at with Trunnion Pin work?
Okay.
To move forward. All right, so I can just tell you where we're at with the funding.
I'll tell you on a little bit of why, or does nobody care? That's fine.
I'm just saying, unless anyone really wants to know why, I mean, it's like if I'm going to trust you guys are smart enough to be able to say, 9 better than 10, 11, and I thought it would be anyways. So,
yeah, and I'll just say, here's to the wall.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Versus a big eddy.
Exactly. And erosion is an issue.
Exactly.
And
we'll
stream along the wall.
So the priority should be 9.
So the funding, you know, we tried to get it into our unfunded list this go around and didn't make it. So starting next FY, which is the end of this month, 1st of October, it goes through that same process. It came from the project. Ron Twiner, the OPM, sent it to the district, so it gets put into the hopper. And, you know, at the minimum, we're hoping to get the plans and specs and a contract together within the next 12 months to do it.
Okay, so...
And what does it take to do it is the question. First, they have to do... Well, they have to inspect the actual, the whole mechanism, whatever, the trunnion pin, and see if that's all it is.
Okay.
Because there's something else there. I don't even know what the term is, but the hub.
The hub, hinge what is point, it? Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, there might be, because nobody's really looked at it for how many years?
A few.
Some kind of a bearing, I would think.
So that's one of the first steps, and then to get it into the queue. But since now it's our priority, we'll just focus on that one instead of the other two.
So the only thing I'm wondering is, do you need some pressure from us? Because what I'm looking at is, I've been hearing some rumblings that the Corps is making the point that they think the Dallas is done with its performance testing compliances. Now, when we did these testings, Bay 9 was available and was used during the test, and we also had Avian. We won't even talk about the Avian. Point. We won't have to even have the Avian stuff being used in there. So the point is, to say that you're able to maintain the same operations you had during the performance test, would mean Bay 9 would need to be functional.
Well, but that was right in the middle of the performance test. I can't remember the years, but it wasn't, we didn't have the whole performance test with Bay 9.
But my point is, you did have it in there. So unless you want to retest it without Bay 9, my point is, I'm saying, if you want to say you mentioned performance center test.
So the final test was in 11.
Yep. And I used it a lot.
So the final test, we had Bay 9 out that final year. And then I think it was the final year was the makeup of the sub-earlings.
Yep.
That was 12. That was 12. 11 was the big flow year where you made the standard for steelhead.
In prior years, we had 9 available.
And so that was my point. As I said, we used 9 those previous years. Not having it back, to me, says... You can't say you're done with
processing. That's a good point, Tom.
Until you basically have your project back in the same operation. I'm just trying to get this sucker done.
With you. Yeah.
If that's what it takes to get, because I know how important it is for the Corps and actually agencies to say that they have met compliance at down. So I'm going, if that's the case, then you need to have this done to say that.
All right. Well, I don't know who's saying that, but...
People above your pay grade.
Yeah, okay. So those people above our pay grades might have to have that conversation, but our plan is to go ahead and tackle 9 and put the trunnion pin back in.
I'm trying to get your damn thing taken care of. Quit arguing with me.
We hear you talk.
I know.
But it's...
I'm looking for whatever leverage point I can get.
Yeah,
you guys need
like
some leverage.
They're gaining some points with us. So.
Phase 1 and 2 at
5.5.
I'm working on it.
I know we are. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be
back to us. And we say no because
Avian and.
Hey, I'd rather.
Definitely because of Avian. That has to be part of
I would rather get. That repaired and operational than to go ahead and pay for a performance standard without it. test.
Pretty much everyone's going to say that.
I know.
Is that Rock Towns here and say that?
So,
channeling.
He looks at a picture of
Bernie. He's had both 10-11 and Bay 9.
What do we got up here, Gary? Wait a minute. I mean, scruffy. Let's put it back there.
Right.
You have it.
Do we drop 10-11 now?
Here, Gary.
That won't prioritize that.
Let's finish this one up.
Or do we leave them both on the list?
We'll leave them both on the list for now. I mean, if some miracle happens and a bunch of money comes down and says, hey, here you go, fix the Dalles.
Do it all. So, okay, so you can leave both on, but you're going to prioritize the Trunnion ahead of the...
Right, which was great that you guys looked at that and came up with that.
That's a good use of that good model.
Okay, so Dr. Gary,
there's two walls, Gary.
Dr. Bubbles Jr.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, yes. Quiet down. I'm going to look at some video.
Fart 2, I believe, are
these two?
Yes.
I won't roll the screen up.
If you do, you do. Whatever's on the wall.
That's better. It looks like you got two walls there.
Okay,
we have two walls.
The short wall was at Steve Rainey's wall.
This is Diatta Bay 1, which is, this is the split flow operation where we have four stops in Bay 1 and three in both 7 and 8. So that's a die out of Bay 1. And
is this currently what we're doing?
This is currently what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah.
And what I saw, Trevor showed me the video this morning, and I didn't see the surging, but I did see this. So it did look like this based on the surface undulations in the current spillway.
You notice how it kind of pulls towards the wall, the spill out of Bay 1, too. And that's just like it looks like out in the field, too.
Did you guys put dye out of the adult entrance?
Can you do that again?
Yeah, that doesn't
work. Run that again,
yeah,
please.
Back.
You can go back.
Yeah, Tammy, run that again.
Thank you.
I don't have the control.
Huh.
So all that dye is coming out of Bay 1.
That's Bay 1.
Yeah, that's all Bay 1. What we're looking at, this is the bulk of the flow here. We were looking at trying to get sort of connectivity to the entrance, which is right here.
Yeah, so that was pretty good.
That was
actually
the idea, that fish would come in working these two angles towards the entrance.
Okay.
So what flow regime is this one?
This is 15K.
Mm-hmm. And out of spillway. And what river flow?
This was at 125 KCFS river flow at about 76 to 77 foot tailwater, which we found.
What are we in the house right now?
Oh. And the reason for the tailwaters is if you look at all that blue in there,
yeah.
The ice falls.
It's all ripples in here.
And if you get it too much larger than we currently have, it just it's too much friction.
You lose a lot of energy. Yeah. It goes from skimming, it just goes to under
Exactly.
Yeah. That was a really critical thing.
So what did you think about that, Gary, for juveniles? That's your juvenile bay, right? Your bay
We're not really worried too much about
this. Wasn't even a juveniles aren't even a thought in this.
No?
This would be a bad deal.
Post spill.
You're just using that bay that he just died. This one, you're just using that to train the other one. Then
we're just trying to get the adults to the entrance.
Yeah, these two kind of the Bay 8 really follows the wall. It probably gives you the best push out of the foul leg out here.
Yeah.
And Bay 7 sort of supports that.
All right.
And then,
but they're not for juveniles.
None of this
is for training.
This is 100% for pulling in adults. What we were trying to achieve is to get some flow from the spillway to the signature out into this foul leg area, assuming that adults are moving up the foul leg, which that's what...
Yeah.
Didn't Kiefer support that?
Pretty cool.
Didn't Matt Kiefer support that?
Yep, exactly.
North Shore.
So, Scott, you said something about head moving up, right?
Four bay at bottom needs to be up so you can get over it.
You need a tailwater, but it's 6 feet to make this work right.
Does that have anything to do with the surge you're talking about?
No. No, probably not.
No, it's between those two walls. That's the main point of this, to give attraction water to guide the gulls into that.
So do you think the lower river queue right now in that 15K going through there, is that why we're getting more of a surge, you think?
I think probably why you're getting more of a surge is because the model just didn't show
it. Doesn't show it.
Yeah, you don't get that energy transfer.
You probably wouldn't even see it if it was there.
So this is a pattern where we have two bays, bay 1 and 2 open. They're open equal amounts, 5 feet, 15 KCFS, same river flow, same tailwater. Mm-hmm. So this is the alternative operation that
looks
we're concerned about the the egress conditions on the tail rings on the spill shelf here for adults.
There's bay two.
So what is the spill pattern now?
It's just these two bays.
One and two.
So it's the same spill pattern.
It's the same, different spill pattern.
Okay.
Same everything else.
No, I'm saying, so another one is 433. What is this now?
This is one and two.
Five, one and two.
5.5. Five. Okay.
5.5. Yeah. 15K each. So, yeah, maybe we can redo that.
Yeah, it didn't have as much of a signature into the deep water.
Yep.
Oh.
But when you're able to use the wall, you can get the energy to go all the way up the wall and stick out. But this one, it breaks it up, that surface roughness.
Starts off good, then dies.
One of the things we did, too, was go to a normal, like a juvenile spill, and out of like 30 to 40, out of 30K, I think. And yeah. Just to see what it looked like, because we know that works. We know that pulls fish in the north, and just see what it looks like when you get down around those 16 blocks.
So I don't know. I thought, looking at this, I thought we might get a little better traction down here, but it's really messy on the shelf. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know that it's so messy that adults wouldn't find their way in there. But.
So at the juvenile spill at the suite, what is it, 40K? Is that the...
40%.
40%, but I mean...
About 30K.
Yeah. You guys looked at that, and how did that come into the...
That stayed... It didn't push out into those 16L and 16M blocks.
Okay.
It rips out
in the channel really well. Yeah.
Right.
It stays in the channel. That's what we designed it for.
Right,
Well, we should be right.
So yeah, we weren't sure. So. We should be focusing on
as far as the edge
blocks to try to pull fish in from the Oregon side of the Thalway, just to stay in the Thalway.
Yeah, we didn't feel we could reach it with what we were working with, so we were just trying to get as much of the Thalway, a signature from the spillway, as far across the Thalway as we could, you know, sticking with it. And there's a lot of limits in how you can run the spillway. You just can't add another bay.
Right.
You want to keep the flow within the walls. And so this is kind of max we felt with these walls. We went to the center bays, then you need a lot more spill to do it, almost to get them to 30%. In fact, you'd exceed the gas, the 110 gas standard to do it. So
can you cue up that first one again, what we're doing?
It kind of pushed us back into the 15K as being kind of the max.
We did look at the center bays, too.
So this is what we're doing right now.
Yep. Yeah, that's what we're doing right now.
Because the shelf looks kind of doesn't spread out like the other one does.
No, it doesn't.
It kind of stays.
That's because you're only out of bay one, not out of bay two, one and two. And two really does
push.
Well, plus it's, you know, there's no counterbalance on the other side of the spillway. So that's what Laurie was thinking about. That's why we weren't going down there. At least I wasn't with the idea of splitting it like this. But she thought about that right off the bat, that you wanted your main flow over on the wall and then counterbalance anything.
Well, it turns out the wall we built prior actually makes this work.
Yeah,
you're able to
It focuses. Otherwise, you'd have a big
without the bay six wall, it wouldn't work.
So it's getting some use out of that first wall.
Yeah. So is it really worth trying the other pattern?
The Steve Rainey Memorial?
No, no, no.
That
day. That's good.
So the question, I guess, is what we're getting what we get. You know, it's about 18%, 17-18%. Do we want to change anything based on that to get it better? Maybe a better.
What about just going to the 333?
334. Is that right?
This one is 433.
Okay, so bay one is
four here, right, and three out of each of those.
So the aggregate is six.
The aggregate K is 15K.
Yeah, okay, for all three. But for the wall side, we're talking about 6K and four. Did you guys try
three, four? Yeah, we tried all kinds of combinations. These were the best that we could come up with.
So what about going to the 333? Tamper that bay one.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we could do is try that, or we could go 3-3 and 4 on that far bay. And I think doing that and running down the wall, I don't think that would be a problem. I mean, I would want Lori to say yes.
So we didn't try that?
At least say no.
Yeah. You didn't already try that three?
I'd have to go back and look at my notes to see if we, because we did go up higher on those bays and we didn't like what we saw. But I don't think we tried the, where one was three and the other one was four. I think we're going to do more. But I'd want her opinion as to what that would do with the pattern reform.
Or just run it out the way it is and call it.
We could run it out the way it is. We could go to the two pattern, two bay pattern.
I hate to change it.
That's the whole thing. Is like, or we could try something completely different.
Just keep it as. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you want to run the if you want to maybe run the last day to change, just so you can visually take a look at it and see if you see a dramatic change, that would be the only thing I'd do. But for the most part, I would try to keep your test as whole as possible.
Yeah. I think what we do is look at it for the next 2 days. I mean, today, tomorrow.
But have a plan in place.
And then have a plan in place because Saturday we won't be talking.
Yeah. So if you see the same thing in the next 2 days, implement the plan. If you don't see the same thing, it's highly variable, then stick with what you're
doing. So what's the plan?
Yeah. Well, the two-bay pattern, because they already tested that.
But the plan, is...
That's already tested.
The plan is phase 1 and 2.5%.
Well, let's see if what we can
see. He wants to try to match Johnson.
All I'm saying is that 17-18 is a little lower than I'd like to see, so it's better. You know, certainly better than we had. I think that's a success in itself, but I would like to see us, if we could try something to do better. I mean, this is a test. So what we're trying to see is what works best. This isn't the operation. So what I'd like to see is maybe look at something a little bit different to get some more information. I just don't want to weaken the test. If there's a lot of variability, we don't want to change it. But if there's no variability, we're seeing what, what we've seen for 2 days repeats for the next 2 days, I'd say, well, we could spend those other 3 days and do something a little different just to see what we get.
So this is Monday's last day?
So why don't we just plan on doing that tomorrow? One more day and then go Saturday, Sunday, Monday with the one
unless
and two.
We see, unless we see...
Right, unless it jumps. Like,
if it jumps all over the place, then stay the course. But if it stays around the 17, 18, 19% range, stays under 20, let's give it a, give something else. Let's go to the two-bay pattern.
Everybody
okay with trying that two-day pattern because that's two-day pattern?
As long as everyone can agree to the data that we did make a change and it was favorable.
Yeah, what? 300% increase?
So I want to make sure that we're not going to have this argument later going, well, you're not going to be very little.
In the future?
What?
That's another discussion.
Right. We're not to the trigger. We're not adults.
No, no, no. I'm just saying that everyone can agree that, yes, we can pull fish over there.
4.5%.
With 15K.
Well, it was better than we've ever seen with any other test we've ever done.
It's actually a record Northwater passage with no spill.
There you go.
The first day that we did it. Never had that many fish on Northwater.
There you go, spill. Bob. You've got a record.
See ya.
What was that again?
Seven thousand fish.
Yeah. Right. No, that's my whole point. I mean, at the beginning of this whole thing, we said, oh, yes, it's highly variable. It could just be variable to fish. I'm pretty convinced that we've put that issue to rest.
2 days, so let's go.
As long as we can make that, we're fine. Someone has already been going, oh, you know, it could have still been variability. Because if I go back to that, I will meet people. Just be warned.
I mean, this is better than it's ever been.
Yes.
This is, how do we use this tool? It's nice to know we have it. But
that that's the next step. We can battle all winter over that one.
Yeah.
I don't think that we
looking good.
Okay, so the plan right now is
thanks for the spill.
0400 on Saturday to go to 15K in bays 1 and 2 for the remaining 3 days.
Yes.
Unless tomorrow there's some crazy peak.
Yeah, or today. It shoots up or shoots
right
down.
So how about I'll be in the office tomorrow and anybody you want to just have a quick call.
Gary, you're going to be in tomorrow?
I'll be on Bonneville.
But I can, we'll call you in and we can just look at the, are you going to have a chance to see anything in the morning, tomorrow morning, or you're just going to be?
When's the data available for?
Yeah. I'll check. Because
the change happens at 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning, right.
Right, so you got to have a tour.
We'll just know from today. Today's data, tomorrow morning.
So yeah, we'll look tomorrow, say, 9 o'clock?
Sure.
Call at 9?
Okay. So what are you looking for?
Just verify that
already.
Yeah, just as long as the percentage of change, like plus or minus 5%, I think we're totally fine. If it suddenly makes a big 10-15% change, then
you bail the
it's a squishy feeling.
Yeah.
Squishy.
Get your B-vectors.
That's professional judgment.
It's calculus.
Alrighty. Okay, great.
Are you allowed to say that?
So now let's talk about the low flow test at the Dalles, which is kind of interesting that this happened.
Yeah.
And so this all relates to the plan to put a AWS at the Dalles, and you know, the plan is pretty much go ahead and put this AWS in, which has like 1400K CFS or CFS going through it.
CFS,
sorry.
It's not that much. 14K, cool.
And so we had the option to test that unexpectedly when the fish units went down, and when they went down with 26 or 2400 in there.
We're at about 2600.
2600 was flowing through the ladder. The fish went over the north. And
we had about 8 hours on time. What had occurred? Should I?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Obviously, I can't talk to it.
So we had a two fish unit failure here a few weeks ago at the Dalles, which never happened. But anyways, one went down. It was a turbine bearing cooling water failure. One went down. So we were running the other one. We jacked it up as high as we could go with it, and then we had about 8 hours of runtime on this one fish unit at 2600 CFS, and the entrances looked surprisingly good. I thought they would get worse. We were able to shut the south off about halfway or a little less than halfway. We just pulled one weir up pretty shallow and we left the other one at criteria depth. And then the same for the west, and the east looked pretty strong. It was looking criteria. But surprisingly, when we looked at the fish counts during that 8 hour runtime, just one fishing, they were pretty low. What looks a little weird, though, is that it almost looked like the counts were dropping before the fish unit even went.
There's some issues here.
So I don't know what's going on with that. But it did raise the question, why would, the otter should be plenty sufficient for it, especially now that we're pretty much are about to write the check for putting in a system, a backup system, 1400 CFS. Which we figured would be enough to maintain the east entrance and criteria. But now the question is that enough water if we're seeing a bump, if we actually see an effect to passage with 2600? So the proposal is that we run a test so we get a longer runtime of just one fish unit operation at the tail end of this year's fall run. Try to see if this, in fact, what we were seeing is, in fact, the case. And if it turns out that this wasn't the case, that we won't see a drop in fish numbers when we're at 25 or 2600, then the proposal is let's drop it down to 1400, run it, get some runtime on that to see if there is an effect, to see if fish staff use
you're trying to PM Gary's parade, aren't you?
No.
This is the project. If this project doesn't go forward, he can't retire.
I gotta stay.
We just want
to. What
just
I'm trying to do is make sure that when we spend $15 plus million, that
for 16 plus
19
but that's not the point.
$25 million.
How do you evaluate? What's the criteria?
So
yeah, let's before we go that far, I definitely have some concerns with doing this. And I was, we talked Don Erdick. I was on board after reading this, thinking about it more. The first thing I want to see done. We've run one fish unit in the past, several times, and I haven't gone back and identified those times when we've done that and looked at the change in south to northeast.
Has left the conference.
Passage, and I think we need to do that and see if this really shows up, because this is just a few hours in one day where we saw this thing happen. And looking at your hourly, I'm, whoa, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Right.
Starts to look like a normal Dyeel, actually. And so I'm of the opinion that we may be jumping off here half-cocked. So first thing we do, what's led us down this path is that we went down to one unit and saw a problem. We know no units is a problem. That's not a surprise. The one unit was a surprise. But we've done this before. I just don't know what, I don't remember ever seeing a situation in past years where we all went, oh my God, what's going on here? So we want to look at that first.
Well, and actually, and a lot of those one fish units are pretty short. We've never had a real...
We have actually for an entire year. When we, this was back, Gary Johnson was the person we were dealing with, so... that's when I was asking. It didn't make any sense to me whatsoever that it takes a year to unstack and restack a fish unit, which is, you know, about the size of this table. It didn't make sense to me, but that's what he pounded very hard home to me, that it takes a year to do that. And so that was, that may be back in the 90s. Yeah, that's it's back in the 90s, but not much has changed out there. So it's still valid.
And if anything, the east ladder is better now than it was in the 90s when we were down to one unit.
Yeah, the north ladder is...
The channel, got rid of food and orifices, blah, blah, blah.
Things have changed. We got N1, N2 versus, you know, I mean, there's entrances that changed at the north. But just to look at that overall dynamic of one unit operation, we've got examples, I think, in the in our history here, last 20 years to look at. If we can ferret those out, look at those. If we don't see an issue there, then I'm of the opinion that this thing just dies. Because we will affect passage of fish if we do this. This is not a good thing to do in September or October when you have false chinook trying to get to their spawning grounds. And so if we do introduce a delay, there's an effect. I don't see the reason to do that if we don't see a problem that led us to this in the first place.
But this does bring to your attention the point that 1,400 might not be the
It doesn't bring that to my attention whatsoever.
Why not?
One unit runs fine. If we see the one unit, this doesn't make any sense to me, because we actually had under one unit operation, we had powerhouse was the same, 60%, the spill was the same, 40%, 46 KCFS spill. The east entrance was the same, didn't change. The west entrance would have changed by one gate, slightly lower, south entrance, whatever. Why do we see this? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
there's no... No reason.
What do we
why
see? I mean,
happen.
Looking at the graph, it looks like the Dyeel passage graph, where you have a peak in the morning and then it comes down. It looked to me like it was starting to come down, and then
we might want to test it before you spend all that money to.
And then it dropped at the same rate that it was. It just kept going down. So I don't understand why.
What about the north?
Show me some reason why we should.
And the accounts for that day were about the same as they were the day before.
I think it's checking a box. We have the ability to configure it that way.
Yeah.
Check the box.
Now you're doing it's different.
So we can go into it with some confidence that the $19 million we're going to spend is going to be get us what we want when the time presents itself.
Okay. But what I haven't seen is something that would lead us down the path. We thought we had something that was an issue that we needed to check. I'm not so sure if there's an issue here.
I'm saying regardless if there's an issue or not, I think it's a prudent thing to do to check that what we're building is going to be successful.
Yeah, the thing is that the 1,400 was
that's
agreed upon issue. Just looking at hydraulic conditions at the east entrance, right? And that's it. We were looking at achieve two entrances at least 8 foot depth, give us at least 1 foot differential.
Right.
But we have no idea what that would look like for fish passage. And this would confirm what it looks like.
Well, that's a different issue. I mean, it really is. I mean, that's a fitter wing. That's under the design process. What we were looking at,
right.
What led us to this was an observation that we had a problem. I'm saying I'm not sure we had a problem. So,
yeah.
I'm saying let's make sure that there's something that we have seen and what we have up to this date that would cause us to question whether those entrances, even running normally, are inadequate for adult passage. That doesn't make sense to me.
He says he wants to go back and do a little data checking first to see if there's anything first before he's willing to commit to a test this year, which will have a negative impact on us.
That's
it. That was like 91, 1991.
Yeah. But there's been more.
On that fish unit.
That was a
that was just the fall.
The big time, yeah.
Yeah.
But then there were others. And yeah, fall, spring.
Through the whole 90s, we'd have like a unit go down for a day or so.
Yeah. We've had that all the time.
Yeah, I know we've had them go down once in a while, but it's always been pretty short.
Yeah, it's just been like a day or two, that kind of stuff.
We have had a lot of one fish unit run time, but that's mostly in the winter when we bring the fish ladder back.
Yeah. Forget those.
So we don't have any information.
No, I'm saying like the ones, like I remember just reading the Woodbury course of like T1 went down for this reason or something like that. They're usually short. The guys did a great job of getting them back up. But
it's days. It's usually over days. Yeah. It's not hours. This was a few hours. And if we're going to do this test, you're going to have to do this test over several days in order to understand if there's an effect or not. You might see a blip, and then does that sustain itself or not? So that's an effect that could be detrimental to fish passage. All I'm saying is we need some due diligence here before we dive.
But also, if you talk about the 1400 CFS, is that the right number, the quantity for fish passage?
Well, I'll tell you what. If we decide that's not enough, then this thing's dead. It's dead.
Lived for 20 years.
You know where this has gone before. Yeah.
I don't think it'll die.
I think it will. Unless you think CRFM is going to be there to fund $16 million projects the next 20 years, I've heard no, that it's done after 18. That's a couple of years from now. And you guys think you're going to go back and redesign something for double the amount of flow for $16 million, which is about all anybody's going to stomach for this particular project, because we've already been to $30-plus million. Yeah. And everybody said, no, get that out of here. It's not worth it. So what I'm saying is I think if this doesn't work, we're done.
Well, I thought it was the North Ladder improvement or.
You know, unless it never would have come back up, the North Ladder improvement, which would extend the entrance downstream or something like that. That should get North Wasco to
You thought that was expensive.
Right.
It's not going to be cheap.
No, it's not going to be cheap. I mean, that's the thing.
We have the competing needs at Jandaya.
But that would solve a problem down the road. With a lot of fish returning, you always have the North Platter and Jago.
How is that comparing?
You sell the 100
Where's the money going to come from?
Well, yeah. That doesn't come from this pot of money for this.
All right, so
there's one other thing. There's a thing that Greg Bowers found. I don't know if you've seen it yet. From the Little Goose, they had a similar problem. Back when they built the dam, they had some dissipators that they built to slide in front of the turbine. So he found that in the library in Connecticut. It was on loan from the Seattle district or somewhere. Anyway, he found it, so I'll send you the PDF.
Sure. Okay.
But if it works, oh my God. Yeah. Quick and easy, and it gives you all the water you need.
What are we talking about? A skeleton, basically.
It's like a dissipator rack that you slide into the in front of the unit.
It's like a slotted bulkhead.
Slotted bulkhead, the holy gates, not that again.
Yeah. No. Well, and don't forget, we've got...
It's not really slotted, it's like, I don't know. In
the game. Well, don't forget, we also looked at adding to the fish units to add
water. We went through all kinds of...
Right, yeah.
So we looked at cheap, easy, stupid concepts that...
But you combine the two, and that's what they're asking to look at again.
But this is, we still need flow in the entrance. You need flow AWS. You have to have AWS flow. Just the expensive flow doesn't help you. Right? It's got to be out of the entrance. So the 1.4 does give us east entrance conditions that are similar to what we have that are working out there. So I still think that is a good backup plan. I don't see anything wrong with that. It's a good backup plan. It may not be gangbusters in passage, but it's going to be better than what you have. And the alternative is to cut spill off, which I know some folks might like, but... Some others might not, in order to get a bounce pass if we have a loss of both units.
Super heavy out of the south, forcing all the fish to the north.
Super heavy out of the south, forcing all the fish out to, that would be great for juveniles.
From an adult standpoint, you might have something there, John.
We've been there. I can actually tell you exactly what that looks like.
I think, was that Dolly?
Yeah, yep, yep.
All right, so if we're going to, say, look through the data and come up with some recommendation and maybe do this test if we were to do it. We need to do it pretty quickly.
If the data were telling us that, this is really a question, then I'd say let's go forward. But if we don't see that, then that's what led us to this issue in the first place.
So let's see if we find that.
Convention on that, though, that does not address the 1400 CFS. That only addresses the one efficient operation, which would be 2,500 CFS.
That's right.
So
that's
if you look at this past data, 91 or whenever, 80s or whenever that was, and it shows that our passage was good, the question still remains.
Well, it does, but that's not an O&M question. Yeah, that's a different
question. You can take that. I mean, do you want to look at that, though? 1,400 in the last
I don't. Season?
I'm just thinking, that's it.
Unfortunately, the genie might be out of the bottle. We may have to.
Have to. We don't have to do anything. Awesome.
It's a decision that can be made by the folks around the table, not by a half to.
Who's the half to?
Some of the others trying to kill it. The above us may have got wind of this and they're questioning why we wouldn't test it before we move forward.
Well, we can test it in December. No problem. You're going to have to test it with Jones.
Chris Penny has left the conference.
So another part of this that I added in there. So we did see when we had our fishing failure that fish quickly moved over to the north, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So now
we did see that.
The impact wasn't as great as we thought it would be. Now, if we ran this test, we did run this test in the fall. We would have no spill, so we wouldn't have the attraction to the north. So if fish stopped using the east during this test, that would be good. So I thought if we were finding out that adding some spill to the north, 15K would get us fish over there. So if we have that available during this test, then at least we know the impact wouldn't be there. At least we know, all right, we'll do this test, and we pull 15, or we pull fish to the north, and we wouldn't have the impact during the test. How's that pronounced?
Can't get more spill.
Hey, Bob.
There'd be more spill.
Bob, can I see your color graph? It doesn't help us in season. I mean, it doesn't help us in the month of late May, early June, when we blow that inference out anyway. I mean, you already have spill.
Right.
He's just saying for this test.
I'm just saying.
I know, I understand that. But I read it and I was like, huh? Well, I'm not sure why we would do this. I see just for the test you would do it.
For
those, if it was a concern only for the test or for the month of September, we have a lot of fish and no spill.
Because it's hourly.
Yeah.
Just throwing
it
out.
Yeah, no,
delay.
Be okay with that?
Maybe this month.
Yeah, that would help with delay.
Yes.
For the test.
I'm not sure. That's why you'd have to do it in the next 3 days.
You know, it's just that as we get later into September, delay for shrimp becomes a bigger issue.
There was two fish turbines failed. You have the Dallas in 1997. At that time, the fish numbers were lower than currently, and it was about 3 day outage. They were able to fix them up. And when I look at the fish counts, all the fish moved to the north. There was no spill. And the numbers were matching almost. I mean, you didn't see almost.
This is at John Day? Or
at the Dow.
At the Dow.
And 97, fall 97. And in fact, after 3 days, the fish turbines were fixed. They moved back to the east.
Okay.
We'll look at that.
You may want to look at that.
All right, we got to do some homework here.
But that was one unit, right?
No, both.
Both. Okay. We saw that this time, too.
It was September.
With no flow, yes. They will do that. That makes sense.
You don't remember that?
My God. Both units out of
it? September?
97?
I imagine you'd be like,
and also, what? And how many fall ships do we have back in
90? I don't know.
About 3,000. I think it was about 3,000
per day. Okay, well, let's try
all right.
After all those.
We got to get this all written down and brought back by tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, so continuing down the agenda. We've got a bunch of change forms to wrap up.
Sounds awesome.
Let's just whip right through these. Come on, guys.
Can do.
First one is McNary 02.
Next month.
Yeah, that's pending the task group.
Oh, I think we should spend three or four hours talking about this.
So there's all of the ones.
Ann's not here.
Okay.
We'll say.
Why wouldn't you do this?
Because.
Okay.
Jeez.
So that's quite a few.
We didn't have to, there's no fish map.
All these work near the fishway has, you know.
That's work near the fishway, same thing.
Those are all punt.
Those are all punt.
Ending.
The adult counting thing, we already did that.
So, but just to make sure, is everyone on board with those change forms? IHR 002 and LMN 002.
Yeah, we talked about it really quick earlier in the meeting here today. It's IHR 002.
Adult counting method.
Adult counting.
I thought you weren't changing it. I thought you were just describing it.
Well, that was that language.
It's a change form.
It's a change form
describing the
language. Just change forms to enter it into the fish passage plan.
Okay.
Yay. Hey, it's for the video counting, right?
Yeah, they're just there to
explain.
Yeah.
Visual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all. Good.
A participant has left the conference.
Tom, there's 618.
Yep.
You good?
Which answer do you want on that? Do you want the Happy Talk answer or do you want the Lamprey answer?
I just want the answer.
We're fine as for right now, but the Lamprey Test Group is going to look at this because they said if they would prefer the fish being taken up to John Day River Mouth or dumped into boat ramp there. They said that would be a preferable option. They will take a look at discussing this of how critical that is and seeing what kind of flexibility they have. So I talked to Brian, he says, yeah, that's better than nothing, but he says it's still not a very ideal spot for Lamprey. He'd rather have it taken up river because they do that at Bonneville. He's going, can't they do that at John Day? I said, I don't know. So.
Well,
it's his
guys
that have to do it. So. Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's going to talk to the Lamprey Task Group and say, hey, is it something we should take on? So.
But it's 4-bay fine, though. I mean, it's vague enough that they can.
What he's saying is right now, as written, is acceptable, okay. And I'll check with him. But he's going to want to change this. We must have probably a little farther than just right off the Navajo wall.
Well, if he's dumping them, then.
How about just upstream?
Further than the fishway exits currently, right?
Yes, you can't reach it from the concrete.
Yeah, basically they're just dumping them off the concrete wall, so it's not that far from the dam. So that's his point. So
the Navajo wing wall is quite a bit in the 4-bay. I mean, it's a couple hundred yards, like.
It's almost the John Day.
Yes, if Lamprey were salmon, I'd feel more comfortable. But since Lamprey don't swim so awesome, I said, this is you want to take a look at this. And they'll talk about it in the Lamprey desk group and figure out what they want to do.
So we're going to continue this one.
If you want to make a change form, he'll make a change form. Or someone will.
So this one's approved, and then it. Potentially, a new one will be coming to further changes.
They will verify this is acceptable. Okay. I mean, it's like
it's put
right
it on
now.
Ice.
No, it's approved. That's and they will come up with changes if they need them.
Is there?
It's fine as is, or it's fine.
They don't like it, but they think they could possibly. I mean,
well, what's the pushback
from
the other?
Logistically, it's. Moving the fish.
You got to put them in a tank. You got to drive out to the road, all the way up to the boat ramp, and then you back them up and go off into the John Day River. Yeah. So, and it's the Corps saying no.
No, it's the Corps
or whoever
saying
it is.
No, it's doing
that's
why.
Develop the system.
Drives.
Take less time for the crew to command those.
We're saying. I know. I honestly, if you guys put something about like, how about? Lamprey released in a 4-bay location as agreed upon by the Lamprey Task Group, you'd be done.
Okay.
Done. There you go. That makes exhibit.
Now it's
done.
Going to make sense.
Hey, I'm just. You asked the question, Mr. Smarty.
Well, I got the answer finally. Sense. There's the answer.
There you go.
This wasn't a new watch.
Next.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been playing with that watch a lot there. By the way,
is that the color that's going to be at the devil's?
Yes.
Oh. Is that the color?
It's not.
No.
I don't know if that's power bait green or something else.
My wife says I can't honestly do that real well.
All right, so we can wrap that up. Next one is. 619?
We are. I got yelled at FPAC on this one. We are fine with the current location that Roseanne's taking it at. If there's information that that's a bad location, please bring forward. If not, we would like to keep doing what we've been doing and not. Because Carl said, hey, you'd rather look at the flume, I think, right above it.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, we did a whole year, didn't see a lot of mortality associated with what we had.
I would keep doing what we're doing. If we can demonstrate there's a problem with that, then absolutely we'll take a look at it. But right now, I see no
change. Yeah.
So in short, you're saying it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Exactly. So scratch that.
Yeah. So I was going through this thing, and I was having trouble digesting why change or what the impetus was behind it, and
all the particulars.
It was complicated.
Yes. Not ready for prime time yet.
Not ready to talk about this one yet. Anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, if you want to click some data, add some temperature there to show that it's way, way worse and that fish spend a lot of quality time there, then yeah.
Good.
I thought it was Rosanna that had the concern.
I think so.
She was bringing this up, so yeah. I would defer
to her.
There's
something we need to talk about on this.
I'd say that Carl thinks that this spot's better. Have to look for some better fish.
No, okay.
All right, cancel this one entirely. Okay.
So the avian monitoring and deterrence plan.
The only thing I saw, I didn't have a lot of time to look at, but I did see that our discussion about moving the end of the season for monitoring at Ice Harbor from June to July was not captured, and it needs to be captured. And we had that discussion; it's in the minutes from the last meeting, but it was not updated in the draft I looked at, which was what Tammy sent out. So that needs to be updated. That's the only thing I have. I mean, this is a living document, obviously, so we'll work on it. But at least let's move Ice Harbor to the end of July, because we know it's one of the worst projects for avian predation of a snake, and June 30 is too early.
So you don't have cormorants on that list, right, Gary? As far as the birds that they count, they don't look at cormorants?
They do.
They're
counting cormorants, terns.
Is that in the tail race and the forebay?
Well,
it probably would be if it's cormorant.
I've only said tail race.
Okay, because at Ice Harbor, they have a problem. There's like a, it's either a boat barrier or a debris barrier out there with a bunch of trees. I go through and do an inspection, and any particular day, there can be like 15 to 20 cormorants sitting out there.
In the forebay.
Yeah, and Ice Harbor also has a pretty high forebay mortality, 5 to 10% sometimes. So
I've seen that thing in the forebay.
I didn't know if that's something that we should try to keep track of. With this?
That's the purpose.
Okay.
That's the purpose of this whole work, is to keep
track. We should be consistent with that, Gary, because we've heard tail race only. You know, Bondo was asking about that during that meeting, and you suggested your tail race only.
Yep.
You want forebay as well? Maybe it's site specific, I don't know.
Well, I know at Ice Harbor it's an issue. We're
starting to change the tail a little bit.
It looks like an issue at Ice Harbor. So.
Well, I think we're responding to issues. I mean, I don't see a problem with responding to problem areas. I do see a problem just blanketing things, because we did it one, we have to do it at all of them. I don't see that that's necessary. So if we think Ice Harbor has, what are we going to be doing with cormorants? This helps understand, but we're certainly not.
Yeah.
Affected.
I mean, I could just make a specific request on Ice Harbor to have that count done, because it's an issue.
Most of those guys are doing it anyway, whether it's that they needed to or not, they're still doing it. So.
I think so.
Well, that's fine. The more they want to do, the better.
So can we add that to Tammy to it?
Yeah.
And see what Kim thinks about that?
Yeah.
Hey, Bert,
let them discuss, digest it. Yeah, okay. Thanks.
And we had one issue that came up. Dave, help me out here. Culminera seems to be popping its head up at Lomo.
Oh, yeah.
So, didn't have a whole lot this year compared to...
Actually, the past couple days, it's
getting... Last couple days?
About this past week, it's starting to get bad again. Brandon got tickled at FPC, which told us that, oops, we've got a small problem. So we would like to see if implement the same operation we did last year, this is where I need to be reminded. I believe it's every other day sample, the day you don't sample is back to the river, and then the day that they are collected, was it trucking?
Yeah, the day of trucking, collect them and
salt them and send them on down the road.
So they don't have to keep them in the raceways for the day of culinaris and die.
It's what we did last year. I just give you guys a heads up that we would. Culinaris seems to be happening again, so whatever operation we did last year would make sense.
I think Colville's, Idaho, us responded that's fine.
Dave did too.
Okay.
And I.
So I think we're all on board.
Oregon's like looking
at us.
Yeah, be careful about that. They got left off the DNP chart.
They're a little testy about that.
What happened last year, because it seems like there was some point earlier in conversation about putting everything back.
It was a
small window of time, and it's a vague memory, so I could be...
I think we talked about that, but I think what we ended on doing last year was what we're proposing this year, like every other sampling, so you still get the sample to know if there's like problems at the dam, But just reduce
why is it not in the plan?
At the end of the day, and the day you don't is don't put them in the raceway, just move them on out.
So do we need a change form here for the fish passage plan?
We can make that, but I'm just saying what whatever operation we did last year, just do that again, and then if you guys want, we can submit a change form.
Yeah. So we don't do this again.
So you only transport the same day fish?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just trucks.
Same off.
Well, I got culinary, so either I put them in the raceway. That's going to be good for them.
No, I'll put it back in the raceway. Just sample. Let them go. Bypass. Well, it's culinaris. We see it every year.
There's multiple ways to look at it. We've already talked about it. Sorry, yeah. Obviously the way it is.
And then we can work a change form and come up with a better idea.
No, it's a transport-related issue.
Yeah.
And we are doing what we're doing. This is the best you can do.
Change form.
Why we're transporting.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So are we now at task group updates?
There's a
C. Anybody?
There's that one update for the noise one. We'll have the meeting after the next F1.
That's right.
I
do have another add-on.
Has left the conference.
I'll hit my task group that I somehow got shared with. We will try to meet on June 25th, 2015. Thanks, Jenny. That's awesome.
No, that's when we did meet.
We will try to pull together data here next bit and to see if there's any tweaks we need to make to the change form we have. Just need to get around to it.
Yeah.
Other things piling up, and we got a little time on this one.
AFF. John's going to fix it for us anyway.
Yeah.
You got any mods, AFF mod update?
The AFF seems to be working a lot better this year for Chinook. And you know, last few days we have one MFR since Jitter Week.
Very nice meteor launch.
And that was a sample board.
It was a sample board.
And so things are looking pretty good.
What happens?
Yeah. Hold on so we're moving
Bjorn,
forward.
Bjorn, finally you get to do your pinniped update.
Do we need to talk about pinnipeds in the larger group, or do we need to have a task group meeting?
I think a task group meeting would be a good idea.
Okay.
That's right.
So within the next couple of weeks?
Yep. Tried to get that set up, I know.
Do you want to make a separate meeting, or do you want to tack it on to the next episode?
We can tack it on to the next episode.
I think we can tack it on. I talked to Robin Brown and Brian Wright from OEF&W. They both felt that we didn't need to have a full-on meeting, kind of like we had like last September.
Okay.
Just because there's not many changes for 2015.
Yeah, this is more about sample or about what you guys are doing out there in Bonneville, really.
Yeah, I think it's going to end up being very similar to what we've done in the past.
Okay.
So you no guys, changes in why we have to meet.
Because we'd like to meet.
Because he was asking for a meeting about a month ago.
Yeah, but now he's not going to change anything. Yeah. So. Who cares?
You know why we're asking for a meeting?
I'm not really.
If you want, you could just. How about you send an email
this
out?
This is what you guys have a conversation.
Just shoot an email around and say this is what we're planning to do. And if people have issues, we can set a time. If not, we'll.
I thought there were questions coming up about what you guys were to monitor next year.
There were. Yeah. But I think.
Have you guys gave up
main
on that?
Change that we're looking at for this year. Would be we've done this piecemeal fall monitoring of sellers, and we were planning on not doing that this year.
So there are changes.
So yeah, that would be the main change.
Okay, that's a good thing.
I like that. Okay.
So I was thinking maybe doing our annual barbecue next month at Bonneville?
In the rain at Bonneville?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell about that. So anyway, I mean, we did that last year. Had a pinniped discussion while we were eating burgers and vegan dogs.
I've got some vegan dogs.
So we'll set that up for Bonneville next time. The other thing is, this is my last F-bomb for a while. Ta-ta! My supervisor is now the OPM at John Day starting in a week and a half. So they're putting me in his shoes for a short time.
Does that mean Tammy's in your shoes?
Well, Tammy will be...
She's in your shoes.
Yeah,
so
Tammy is just going to continue doing what she's doing but get paid more.
No, she's not going to get paid more. That's the core.
Yeah. So starting the 21st, I am... chief of the technical operations branch. The OPM is Kevin Moynihan, who you met probably once or twice at McNary like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He will be the OPM at John Day. The OPM at John Day is now the OPM at Ice Harbor.
Yeah. So it's musical chairs, you're saying?
Yeah, you know, it's the core.
Yeah,
so I will be doing that for 90 days, and then I'll be back.
Will it be easier to get funding?
What's that?
Will it be easier to get O&M funding for things like the Fernian
Pen? Well, you got somebody dressed up in this pink outfit. She might be able to get better money than I can. I don't know. So,
you're not
going to
make the picnic.
Huh? Oh, I'll go to the picnic. I'm not going to, like, okay. I just won't be, you know, if I can't make F-bomb, I can't make F-bomb. So,
all right. Okay. I do have another issue.
So there is one more issue.
One more issue. I've been working with Marvin Shutters, Walla District, regarding coordination procedures. And in reviewing our overview coordination procedures, I can see some holes in there. One of them is the MFR process that you guys go through. There's been a few, Bonneville recently. Those MFRs come out, there are operational changes. We did that for the school split. There's no coordination associated with that, and the MFRs aren't discussed at all in the coordination process in the Fish Passage Plan. And I think they should be, because it is a coordination. You guys put it under coordination, MFR. It's not a coordination, it's just a notification. But we don't have, even after the fact, because those I consider sort of an emergency our response, those MFRs, but we do say that we will coordinate those at some point down the road. So I think there needs to be some changes to the overview section 2.5 or something like that on coordination. So more to come on that, but that's a change form for that section to get that better cover, and the coverage is for our consultation purposes. So it's mainly covering incidental take statement responsibilities on the ESA.
Okay.
So, and that was all for Lisa. Coordination for and changing the fish passage plan for coordination procedures for MFRs, especially.
Maybe we, there needs to be some clarification. So I think about two types of announcements that come out, memorandum for the record, and then memos of coordination.
Right.
So one is essentially something happened. We want to let you know that it happened.
Right. That's fine.
You know, respond to it. And then.
But then we don't need to respond to everything, but we do need to have some. And most of these things we do, we need to have some back and forth saying that, yeah, we're good with that. If it's under biologic opinion, it's okay. We're okay. So,
can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
Well, the MFR that came out for the Bonneville flow split that just came out last week. There's an example of that where it's an MFR that went from 2 units to 4 units. That was a change in operations. It's a change that could affect human survival. It was not coordinated. It was Ben and I talked on the phone, yeah, before he did it, but there was no record of that coordination. So I feel that those MFRs that are documenting a change needs to have a little more process associated with it to satisfy our requirements.
It's a change in operation.
So an MFR-C or something.
Yeah, it's a coordination, right?
Coordination that comes out eventually.
An
MOC needs to follow an MFR in certain cases. I don't care about every fish that dies out there. You know, the MFRs come out for those, and that's fine. I do care about those fish, but I don't care about getting coordination on that. But I do care about getting coordinations on a couple of things that we've seen recently. And
the record.
And that,
But in that case, he did call you and you did talk about it. So there was coordination.
Right.
It wasn't recorded.
It's not documented.
So I could just add that to that form if that's all we need. But if you want something
different.
Yeah, I think
it's simple. It's just that we don't consider the MFR process and the fish passage plan. I think it needs to be. It needs to have a paragraph.
Identified as what it is.
Yeah, what it is and when it should be coordinated and when it doesn't.
Okay.
Don't call it an MFR.
No, we want to know these things and what goes on.
Right, but isn't it just sort of a different type of.
If something happens, it's just a memorandum for the record.
Yeah, it's just that some of those things do need some coordination. We need to respond. No one needs to respond and say, yeah, we're okay with that. You know, thanks for the notification. We're good. And we don't have that kind of
It's easy enough for me to add. I'll just put a comments section in there.
Yeah, that may be all it is. Okay. So pretty simple. Let's just, I just want to end the plan.
Comments.
So we can point to it, because I know Marvin's working on this too, and he's trying to make sense of it.
You want
to
know their staff?
So MFR is involving a change of operation.
All right. Anything else?
Should require noted coordination.
Coordination with the Miller or whoever, FBOM or whatever.
That's to go.
It should be FBOM.
That makes sense.
John, what do you got?
Yeah, I just want to thank Bonneville for fixing the problem in the truck platform. I went out there and checked it yesterday, and we no longer have drivers taking a bath when they're using the small hose.
It's hot. You know, they probably like it when there's 900
degrees.
It's
not Hurston Flood for a reason.
All right. Anybody else want to thank anybody?
I think Bruce, thank you for being here.
Thanks for getting the 12th floor for us. I really appreciate this.
I didn't have to get a hearing aid. I didn't have to get a hearing aid for it. Forget about it if we don't put something up.
All right, well, that wraps it up. So tomorrow we're having a 9 o'clock call.
9 o'clock.
All right, thanks, everybody. So I'm going to call Gary. You're on the call tomorrow?
Yes. I won't be there, but...